After finding their groove and returning to their winning ways against Eau Claire North, Chi High hit the road for one of their stiffest tests of the season, the state-ranked New Richmond Tigers.
Burke, the backup running back, in on third and two. Burke will get the call right up the middle. He's hit in the backfield, and he's driven back by a wall of white.
Fantastic job there. Reed Post, I see. Jay Sweefelhofer in on the play. Drevis again. A really fantastic job by the Chi High defense to dominate the line of scrimmage.
Twins tight slot to the left. Fourth and three. Chi High trying to get a stop. Man in motion left to right. Low snap. Scanlon's going to give it to Trandall. He's tripped up. He's hit in the backfield. He is hit. He is down. Chi High football. Twin receivers on the left. Now the jet sweep motion again. The fake. Von Hayden going to keep it himself. And Von Hayden has some room. Von Hayden still pushing inside the 40-yard line. He is escorted out of bounds all the way down to the 30, a gain of 17 for Mason Von Hayden. Four wide, Twins tight slots left and right. Delayed give to Trandall. Trandall trying to split it out left side. Chi High strings it out well and blows it back for a loss of one, maybe two. Chi High defensive front.
Excellent job by the defense. That's exactly what they were hoping would happen.
Seamus Scanlon calls for the ball. Fakes the pass, gives it to Trandall.
Trandall lost the ball. It's loose. Chi High falls on it. The Cards have the ball. The 46. Excellent job. This is what you're really hoping for as a defense. You can get a turnover to give the ball back to your offense.
Now, first and 10, best starting field position of the night for Chippewa Falls at their own 46-yard line. Jet sweep look, the give to Dawson Goodman. Goodman breaking a tackle across midfield inside the 45-yard line and down to the 42. Dawson Goodman for 14. Wing back and H-back to the right, empty backfield. Howard in motion left to right out of the slot. Von Hayden going to keep it himself. He finds a crease inside the 35-yard line. Spun down. He is close to a Chi High first down at the 32-yard line. Needed seven. Got seven. Got eight.
Still looking for their first foray into the Johnson roll-off red zone. Second and 11 after the loss of one. They'll bring it in. Double wing, double tight. The crisscross. That's Mason Howard. Howard makes the man miss. 25-20. He's in the clear. 15-10. 5 right to the pylon. He dives to the end zone. And out at the one.
Chi High trailing 7-0.
Mason Von Hayden with the keeper straight ahead into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Great job. The offensive linemen challenged this series. They mashed ahead, made headway. Von Hayden tipped it into the end zone for a touchdown. Great response by the Chi High coming off a turnover, driving 50 yards for the touchdown.
Third and one from just inside the 11-yard line for Chi High. Crisscross, Mason Howard with it. Howard, another jump cut. He's loose. 5 to the end zone, stretching. Is he in? He is. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Mason Howard from 11 yards out on third down.
Fourth and 5 from the 46-yard line. Twin receivers tight slot left and right. Scanlon will go back to pass. He's going to look right. He's going to throw right. It's out high. It's knocked down. Incomplete. Turnover on down.
Jackson Google out there on defense. Did an excellent job getting high for the ball and knocking it out.
Leading 14-7. They have a first and 10 from the 43 of New Richmond. Twin tight ends. Twin wing backs. Give right side Dawson Goodman. Goodman has a crease. 40, 35, 30. He's off. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. To the end zone. Touchdown from 43 yards out. Dawson Goodman to the house.
With four wide, three to the right, one to the left. He's immediately flushed on this possession. He's going to throw up a duck. It is intercepted. Picked off after it hit a couple pairs of hands.
What time is it?
At the 10-yard line.
Google time.
Jackson Google, his sixth pick of the season. What a season for the senior.
Four wide, back to pass. Scanlon rolling out to his left. He's got some heavy pressure. Throws one over the middle, and it is caught. No tip. Intercepted by Chi High at the 12-yard line. Two drives in a row. They pick off Seamus Scanlon.
Goodman for the Cardinals.
And Dawson Goodman with the pick. 3-2-1. And as the clock hits zeros here in New Richmond, your final score, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 21, the New Richmond Tigers 7.
Flying high. With two conference victories in a row, the Cards return home to DeRay Field for their toughest battle of the season. The Big Rivers Conference front runner, the River Falls Wildcats. It's time for Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Chi High Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates, Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gala Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Culver's Kickoff Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Good evening and welcome to Chippewa Falls football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Radio and CFHS Media on YouTube. We've got a little bit of a late start here tonight. Things a little wonky in a lot of different ways. We'll tell you about that here on the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley as we wend on toward kickoff. But first and foremost, the matchup here tonight, your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 4-2 on the year, 2-2 in the BRC, winners of two in a row in conference, against the unbeaten 6-0 River Falls Wildcats. They are in the catbird seat right now in the Big Rivers. But Dave Check, big news coming into this game. The star running back, Jonas Everson for River Falls. 15 touchdowns, leading the conference by a long shot in that category. He's not dressed tonight, not going to be playing. And so River Falls, we know they have plenty of horses, but having a running back like that on the sidelines certainly would help tip the scales a little bit toward Chi-High.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge factor. I mean, that kid is a stud out there. His yards per carry, I mean, he's getting the job done for that River Falls team, and that's a big reason why this team is a 6-0 team. You know, it's one of those things. You're playing in the Big Rivers Conference. How do you go a whole year without getting your number one running back hurt when you pound him the ball 30, 40 times a game? That's going to be a huge factor. So, you know, Chi-High's got to obviously take advantage of that as much as they can. But number one, just come in and say, look, we got the confidence that we can play toe-to-toe to you and beat you. You may be 6-0, but you just lost your number one guy.
And what an atmosphere we have here. We've got a hunting out or camo out blaze orange and hunting apparel all throughout the student section. It's been a fantastic student section all year long. It's youth football night, so the stands are absolutely full here on this side. We've got the youth cheer squads. We've got, again, the young people in their jerseys as well. It's great to be back here at DeRay. It's great to have, for the first time in 5 weeks, no rain in the forecast as well, as I look for something wood to knock on.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's a real surprise that a small town in northern Wisconsin would have enough blaze orange for all of these kids. But, yeah, they do. So, you know, you're talking about a little bit late start. I think there was a freshman game out there that went a little bit late. Did you get to see any of that?
An exciting game, really. Kind of went down to the wire. River Falls came out the victor in that one by, I believe, 4 points. But back and forth. And, yeah, the young squad for Chi High looking good.
Yeah, so it's good to see that. Obviously not good to see the end result, but fun to see the older guys as they're out here coming, warming up, get to see some of the younger guys and see some of the future of this program as they watch some of the current players, and that's very exciting for them. And speaking of that, we also have the youth football out here. All of our youth football teams come out here once a year and get to be on the field as the players come out there. It's really exciting for them as you see them all in their different colored jerseys, knowing that one day they'll all be up here in the same place.
Cannot wait for game time here tonight. Again, catch us on Cardinal TV, CFHS Media on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe there. Thank you to Chris Perry keeping the camera operation rolling. Thank you to our board operator back in the WOGO studios in Halley, Zach Wycheck. I'm Caleb Swenson. Dave Check, Alan Dunham joins us from the sidelines as the broadcast begins. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley as we chat with both head coaches, starting with Ryan Schurz of the unbeaten River Falls Wildcats. Back in three, this is WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! Ha! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
When you're cheering on the Chi High Cardinals, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
If you're used to big box store pharmacies, your local medicine shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee probably feels a bit different. We don't just herd you through the line.
57, page 857.
We get to know you by name.
Hi, Sarah.
And always take the time to answer your questions. Plus, we offer free same-day local delivery. So think outside the big box. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney.
don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. A Big Rivers Conference battle here tonight. The unbeaten conference-leading River Falls Wildcats against your Chippewa Falls Cardinals, here with head coach Ryan Schurz of River Falls. And, Coach, Mississippi Valley Conference moving back to the Big Rivers Conference, but so far the same result, dominating in conference play. What is your team doing particularly well this year?
We have a really good group of seniors, really, really good culture, and these kids don't want to let down the prior groups that have had some success in the Big Rivers and the Mississippi Valley.
Coach, a lot of times we look at the skill positions, but it really seems like in the trenches is what makes the difference, especially in the BRC.
It always does. If you want to be a great football team, you better have good offensive and defensive lines, that's for sure.
I know maybe one of your tightest games of the season against New Richmond. Chi High really looked good in the second half against them last week in terms of moving in the trenches and dominating in the run game. What do you see in Chi High that might be difficult to contend with tonight?
Chippewa Falls is a great program. Rayco does an awesome job. They're always going to play super hard. You can always count on getting their best effort. It's never fun to come play Chip.
Well, Coach, it's good to have River Falls back in the Big Rivers Conference. Best of luck tonight the rest of the way. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Head Coach Ryan Schurz, Coach Rakovich after this on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. This is WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Welcome back to the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. We were joined by head coach Chuck Rakovich a little bit earlier and asked him about the difference between half one and half two when everything seemed to come together last week, last Friday night at New Richmond.
I don't know how to answer that. You know, we talk about it all the time about the slow starts that we get, and we got to stop it. It's been an emphasis in practice. We start practice fast, and you know, I don't know. It's just a quirky thing that we're going through. I hope.
Coach, we asked Coach Scherz about this as well. In the Big Rivers Conference, it really seems like games are won and lost in the trenches, always.
The Big Rivers, is, as you know, one of the top conferences in the state. I don't care what anybody says. You look at other conferences, they've got a Kimberly, but you go down the ladder and they got some teams that couldn't play in the Big Rivers. And this Big Rivers is tough, and the offense and defensive lines is what makes it tough.
Coach, when you look at this River Falls team moving back to the BRC, it looks like they didn't skip a beat, and they are powerful. And you look at what they do on offense, but on defense, maybe even more impressive at times.
Well, they are. They're just a good football team. You know, they're in a college town that loves football, and they benefit from that.
And finally, Coach, if you say, hey, there's one more building block from what we did in the second half against New Richmond last week, what's the next step you want this team to take?
Instead of starting in the third quarter, starting it in the first quarter.
All right, we'll look forward to that in a few minutes. Thank you, Coach.
All right, thanks, Caleb.
Head Coach Chuck Rakovich of the Cards here on the Culver's Kickoff Show, presented by Culver's of Lake Halley.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
We welcome you back to DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is the Culver's Kickoff Show presented by Culver's of Lake Halley. It's the 6-0 River Falls Wildcats against your 4-2 Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check in the booth. Alan Dunham roaming the sidelines here tonight. It looks like a very full crowd here right in front of us on the home side of the stadium. It's time now for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Dave Check, it's been a bit maybe since you've seen this Chi-High team in person, but 0-2 in the conference to start the season, tough losses against Hudson and Menominee, but now 2-0 seem to be trending in the right direction, but this is their toughest test of the season so far.
Yeah, but don't forget, Caleb, I got to listen to you guys on the radio every single game you guys do. I'm probably on the road, but I'm listening to you guys the whole time. So
hopefully we painted the picture well.
Know a little bit about this team. You do. You guys do a great job. So obviously I know a lot about this team, but I think it's more about River Falls and their running back hurting. I think what has to happen tonight, the key to this game is going to be, can Chad Berger's defense get some pressure on their quarterback? I'm looking through the stats and trying to figure this out here, and I'm looking at the passing stats for the quarterbacks, and it's pretty interesting because the comparison between Jacob Range for River Falls and Mason Von Hayden is striking. 31 for 53, the other guy's 31 for 51. 513 yards. They both have 9.7 yards per catch. They both have three touchdowns, six interceptions. They're identical. They both have running backs that can get the job done, so they're not asked to do a whole lot. Well, that's the difference. Tonight, their quarterback's going to be asked to do a lot.
And I think I would add to that as well, too. We saw last week in particular where Mason Von Hayden ran for 89 yards on 18 carries, his most by far in a season. He looked very comfortable running the football last week.
You know, and I think that's essentially accurate. These guys are both built the same, too, meaning you get them outside the pocket, they're going to hurt you with their legs just as much as they are with their arms. And, you know, River Falls quarterback is no different. He's got the same running stats as well. I think he's in the top 10 in the conference in terms of rushing. So, you know, it's not a surprise. They rely on the running game when they have to pass on the deep downs they're going to, but you're going to get a lot of those scrambles where the quarterback can get it done on his feet.
Chi High ran for 277 yards against what was a state-ranked New Richmond team last week. On the other side, 211 yards on the ground for River Falls as they almost shut out Superior, 28-7. River Falls on the season averaging 24.5 points per game in their unbeaten campaign so far. Notable on the defense, only giving up 9.1 points per game. Chi High, 26.2 points offensively, giving up 14.3 on their 4-2 season. Those have been your Toyson Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Kickoff is coming up next on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassandMirror.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Come
Game time is here on WOGO Sports and Cardinals TV. Good to have you with us. Here on WOGO, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham. Find us on 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. And watch and listen to tonight's game via Cardinal TV, that's CFHS Media, on YouTube. It's the 4-2 Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the 6-0 River Falls Wildcats. River Falls clad in their traveling whites, tops and bottoms, with a white helmets as well. The royal blue, really navy blue numerals, and then the gold piping, gold accents on the helmets. Chi High resplendent in their red uniforms with the matte black helmets with the CF insignia, jet black numerals, jet black pants with the white piping and the red slash on the side of the pants. And we are just about set to begin as River Falls will receive to start this football game.
You know, Caleb, I have to say, you and Halvo and Elijah have been a pleasure to work with. You guys are such great orators in the way you describe everything that's going on here. All I can say is it's a beautiful night here tonight. You could describe it as being raining and lightning, and I'd probably believe you even though I'm here.
Well, we are looking forward to a nice and clear night here at DeRay Field. And again, what a fantastic night when youth football is involved, seeing so many of those youngsters out in their jerseys. I mean, they're, you can tell, I mean, their eyes are just big when they see these sophomores, juniors, seniors running onto the field and to say, that's going to be me one day. That's going to be me. And we've got the young cheer squads out here tonight as well, too. And they can look at again, the Chi High cheer team as well and say, hey, that could be me. And just fantastic to see the integration of a football program from youth all the way up here to the varsity level.
Yeah, it's an exciting family night, and I say family in terms of, you know, this is our entire community family, and that's exactly what they're looking at. They're looking at the older kids as their bigger brothers and bigger sisters and putting themselves in that position someday. And I'll tell you, these players on the field are excited as well. Getting the opportunity, you know, at this late in the season to play the number one team always heats this Chi High team up. How many times have we seen them beat an undefeated Hudson coming into the last game? You know, this is what it's all about right here, is knocking down the top dog and stepping in that spot. You know, they actually have a legitimate chance here of tying for a conference championship with two losses. It is statistically possible yet, but it starts right here.
It'll be decided in the next 48 minutes as Subi Mason puts his left leg into this one. It's picked up on a bounce at the 15-yard line, far side of the field, pushing across the 20 up to the 25 and the 26-yard line. That's where River Falls will start first and 10 as we go down for the first time to Alan Dunham. And
right,
Alan, certainly, Alan, when you look at this River Falls team, missing their running back, Jonas Severson, is going to be impactful, but they're big when you see them at field level.
The thing about River Falls is they're a balanced team, so it'll be interesting to see if it makes any difference to them losing one running back.
They will start Garrett Cohell, 5'6", 185-pounder. He already starts as a linebacker, a senior, and he will be in the backfield. The quarterback is Jacob Range, number one. He's a junior, 5'11", 185. Give off the left side, and there's a big hole right away across the 35 up to the 37, 38, maybe even the 39-yard line. A gain of 12 on first down. Jordan Karras that time got the carry. He's a 185-pound senior, 5'11", listed as a wide receiver, actually one of the leading wide receivers, with 13 receptions for 260 yards and two touchdowns coming into this game. River Falls quickly back to the line, first and 10 from the 39. Twin receivers, left side, ball in the near hash. Back to pass, Range left side, throws, got a man at the 45-yard line, turning up to the 48, 49, and close to midfield and very close to another River Falls first down.
Looks like they are going to give him the first down. They're moving the chains. They're giving him way too much cushion, but then again, you know, from what you've said, he's earned it throughout the year. They're worried about him getting past. I don't know, River Falls is moving the ball pretty quick. I was going to say first 1-10 might win this game the way these defenses normally play.
So just shy of midfield, the River Falls Wildcats on the near hash, twin receivers slotted out to the left. Now a man in motion left to right. Jacob Range, the junior signal caller under center. H-back and a fullback give off right side, spinning across midfield for a gain of maybe two. Pretty generous spot there for Gavin Cohell.
Number 29.
And Cohell will get maybe two.
That time Ezra Lindstrom coming down from his safety position to make the tackle.
Ezra Lindstrom.
Almost a minute gone by, first quarter.
This
Chi High defense was in a slugging match with New Richmond last Friday night. Allowed 7 points in the first half, really late in the first quarter, early second, did not allow a score to win the game. Give again to Cohell. Cohell loose at the 40-yard line. He managed to turn the corner at the 35, the 30. Now a foot race down the sidelines. Pushed out of bounds inside the five.
They're going to mark him down at the 1 yard line, it looks like. One or two.
Pushed out by number 52.
Break and contain. Clary finally caught up with him and pushed him out. The River Falls, less than 90 seconds into this game, has a first and goal from the one.
It's the second time they've used that wide receiver coming across on kind of a little short jet sweep look, but they're going to use him as their running back. To good success so far.
High formation backfield behind range. Give to his tailback, twisting off the left side, stumbles, knocked down inside the two, really right at the line of scrimmage. That was Cohell.
Look for us to try to do something to lock down that wide receiver coming across and effectively being their running back so far tonight.
Coming into this game, Jonas Severson, as we mentioned, 168 carries for 882 yards and 15 touchdowns. Next closest was Jacob Raines, the quarterback, with 37 carries, and Cohell with 23. So they are mixing things up right away here offensively. Give to Cohell. Cohell noses into the line, left side. Signaling touchdown, yes. Looked like a second effort there as Cohell initially stopped and then pushes in, and it's 6-0 River Falls.
That was quick, but it was all based on a couple of big plays. Chi High can adjust to that, and they're going to have to. Getting hurt so far by number three.
Alec Ross, 6'2", 225, a senior, is their place kicker. The boot soars through the uprights, and it's 7-0. The River Falls rude guest so far here at Duray. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. Chi High football on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Welcome back to Chi High Football. It takes 2 minutes, 8 seconds for River Falls, sans their star running back, to move right down the field. A 2-yard plunge from senior Gavin Cohell puts the visitors up 7-0 here against Chippewa Falls. And Coach Rako has said he cannot figure out why his team continually starts slow. They're going to need an equally fast start on offense to match what River Falls just did.
Yeah, River Falls is bouncing around. They did exactly what they had to do, coming in without their number one running back into a hostile environment. And that really keeps the crowd out of this. This is an interesting
play. On the
play.
Kick, Mason Howard takes a pitch across the field and bobbles it. Chi High will have the ball, but it looked like that old Titans play with Frank Wycheck throwing the ball across the field.
Dawson Goodman over and to Mason
Dawson
Howard.
Goodman passes to Mason Howard, who couldn't quite handle it, and Chi High will have a first and 10 from their own 15.
The pass was there, just bobbled and actually on the ground as a fumble, of course, for a while, and that was pretty ugly for a while, could have really set the Cardinals back. As it stands, they're going to start with the ball, like you said, on the 15-yard line in tough field position. But who knows? Trying something new there would have been interesting if he would have caught it, had some room.
The junior Mason Von Hayden under center sends Howard in motion left right. Howard will get the call right side. Howard finds a gap across the 20-yard line, and he lunges forward to the 23. Gain of 8 on first down for Mason Howard. Give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers.
At the 23-second,
Howard comes into this game for Chi High, averaging just under 6 yards per carry. Second and 2 from their own 23. Off the left side, running hard into the A-gap, up to the 24, gain of 1, if that.
That was the fullback on that play.
Dawson Goodman on the carry.
Goodman on the carry.
Goodman running at fullback.
Nathan Drevis comes into the game at fullback as Jai Hyde, no gain on the play officially. A third and 2, they'll call it no gain. Third and 2, Chi High, double wing, double tight from their own 23. Ball right in the middle of the field. Off the right side, Mason Howard. And he is hit in the backfield and dropped. No gain. Fourth down, Chi High. And they're facing a 3-and-out right away.
That was a big first down play that put him in good position.
So 8 yards on first down, but now Thomas Clary out to punt 2 downs later. Clary will be kicking from his own 12-yard line. Gets off a high boot that's carrying over toward the sideline. Takes a bit of a Chi High hop, and now a nice roll inside the 45 down to the 40-yard line. Still excellent starting field position for the River Falls Wildcats. 8:02 remaining in the first quarter, and Allen down on the sidelines. I mean, a lot of energy coming in, but the way River Falls went down the field sucked a lot of the energy from the stands and kind of from the sideline.
Yeah, Chi High was very loose, just looking and being around the guys before the game. And that's fine. That's kind of their style. But you don't want to get behind 2 touchdowns early for sure. But just going back to the long run from River Falls last drive, that was more about missed tackling than anything else.
Now River Falls will have a first and 10 with Jacob Range, their junior quarterback, under center on the far hash. Give off the left side, ducking across the 40 and up to the 42. Look to be Cohell, the senior again. He's not a big guy, 5'6", well-built at 185.
Gavin Cole on the carry, tackle on the play by number 7.
Assume a relation to Seth Cohell, who was a phenomenal running back for River Falls just a few years ago.
Or 2 on the play, 2nd and 8 out to the 42.
This is his opportunity to shine. You know, behind the guy that he's behind, he's not going to get a whole lot of opportunities like this.
Twin receivers right. An H-back on the left side. Back to pass is Range. He throws right side. Got a man hit immediately at the 47-yard line. Still going to be a gain of 5, 3rd and 3 coming up. Chi High secondary very quickly to the ball, but kind of respecting the speed of River Falls on the outside with a little bit of a cushion there. Actually, they call the 46, so gain of just 4.
Out to the 46-yard line, gain of 4, brings up 3rd and 4.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Cohell now will check out on a 3rd and 4. Important 3rd down would be an understatement here for the Chi High defense. For their own 46, River Falls with a man in motion right to left. Whistles blow. I think maybe there will be an illegal shift here.
False start, and again, they're going back to that same look. A little different wide receiver was coming across that time.
False start on the offense.
So that'll make a 3rd and 4, a 3rd and 9. Subbing into the game on defense, Wesley Tanzer. We've called his name a lot this year.
I think they're going to wind up really focusing a lot on number 3, Carras, as he's the one that's been hurting Chi High. At this point in time, they're 10 yards back on him. That they can take on 3rd and 9 right now. They can come up on that.
Trips left, single receiver slot to the right from the far hash, 3rd and 9. Range going to duck and keep it himself straight up the middle, and he is undercut. Submarines taken down, punting time for River Falls, and that's a big stop, Alan, for the Chi-High defense. Nathan Drevis right in there.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Drevis did a tremendous job getting off the block from the center, making a sure tackle on the quarterback.
So Range, I believe that's the first time we've seen him call his own number. Quarterback draw the whole way there. Gain of two, so fourth and seven. Dawson Goodman will be back to receive this kick, standing at his own 22-yard line, punting from their 30, stepping up into the boot. Low line drive. Dawson going to catch it on the run at the 30-yard line. 35-40, and dropped at the 42. Goodman on a headlong flight, catching that ball at full speed, and will give Chi High Golden starting field position here with 58 yards to go for a game-tying score.
Yeah, that's a very dangerous punt for River Falls to kick a line drive towards Dawson Goodman, giving him a chance to get his feet before the defenders are down there and a full head of steam before he even gets hit. That one more guy, and I think he could have had a chance of breaking that one loose.
Cards will send twin receivers out to the left, first and 10 from their own 42. Howard in motion, left to right. He'll get the call on the jet sweep. Howard splitting it outside the numbers right side. Now taps the brakes, spins, pushes forward back, maybe to the line of scrimmage. But River Falls strung that out very, very well. Credit on the tackle to number six, Cade Masuski. Plays both ways, offense and defense, fullback and D-line.
You got lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage there. Howard with two carries for 0 yards so far.
Cards with twin receivers out to the right. Again, one wing back and one H-back will stay on the left side. Flip out right side to Mason Howard. Howard trying to duck past the tackle and will not get anywhere. Two plays, no gain. Third and long for Chi High.
The key to that play is the block by the other wide receiver out there. Not a very effective block that time. And so maybe a completion, but like you said, a loss of one.
Was thrown to the short side of the field, and again, trying to get Howard in some space, but River Falls, this defense, we told you, averaging just 9 points given up per game. Third and 11, officially, for Chi High from their own 41. Jackson LeMay now in the game, twin receivers to the left. Tester in motion left to right. Howard rolling out to his left. Looking, still looking, scampering out, and going to throw it deep down the left side of the field. Looking and got a man inside the
He dropped it.
The ball came loose.
You had it, though.
Zeke Johnson was there. And Johnson a little slow getting up. Allen, it looked like he had it and just couldn't maintain control through the ground.
That's the formation Chi High used last week. They got a lot of good plays from wing back, tight end on the right side, twins on the left side, quarterback rolls out left, and you say, had a man. I thought there was going to be pass interference, but instead we've got a dropped pass and an injured player.
So Johnson is staying down. We'll take a quick break here. Back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
Cardinal football on WOGO Sports. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every weekday from 10 until 3. Job offers right on the spot. Students 17 years or older apply and work for the Chippewa Falls Fleet Farm DC to receive the Fleet Farm store's 20% discount for you and your parents. Again, job offers on the spot. Walk-in interviews at the Fleet Farm DC in Chippewa Falls every weekday from 10 to 3. Good to see Zeke Johnson walking back unassisted to his sideline here. It's punting time for Chi High, 4th and 11. Something maybe we didn't mention, that was quite a throw under duress by Mason Von Hayden. Put it out there where it needed to be, and Johnson that close to hauling it in.
Yeah, it was a great throw, and it took a long time for that play to progress, and it's a good thing he had the feet to get out there.
Clary, high boot up into the lights, fair catch wave 4 at the 26-yard line. That one caught by number 22 for River Falls, Wyatt Bell, their receiver. And it'll be first and 10. The Wildcats leading 7-0 with 4:10 to go here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. between these two teams, 12 games combined, 10 wins. Chi High 4-2, River Falls 6-0.
A lot of respect by the River Falls team for Cleary as a punter, apparently. He's been standing back there to return at about 45 yards out both times. So that's a pretty good amount of respect if that's where you set up.
Karras will split out to the left, everybody else in tight with a single tailback. Karras in motion left to right for River Falls. Pitch out left side. Ball is loose on the ground. A scramble for it. Chi High can't get to it before the running back Cohell does, but that's a loss all the way back to the 18. Seconds and 18 coming up for River Falls, going the wrong direction to start this drive.
Yeah, just like a holding penalty or anything else, I mean, these offenses that can rip out some chunks, you need something to set them back. Last time they didn't, but the Chi High Cardinals, last time they didn't need that, but this time hopefully they can take advantage of this and get this ball back.
So Cohell will check out now. We'll see who they line up in running back. In fact, they'll go empty. Twin receivers to the right, an H-back, and then standing alone in the gun, Jacob Range, the quarterback. Range right up the middle, bumps off one tackle, stumbles forward to the 20, gain of 2, 3rd and 16 for this Chi High defense. And again, if you're River Falls and Coach Ryan Schur is the way your defense is playing right now, you may just be playing for field position here on a third and very long.
Give them two, but that stick, that ball is pretty close to the 20-yard line, making it a looks like a third and 16.
Ball on the near hash for River Falls. They'll send three receivers out to the right side. From the gun, Jacob Range. Range rolling out to his right, looking right, throws, got a man at the 30-yard line. He's diving forward, cut down just a couple yards shy of the stick at about the 34.
Actually, not bad defense. Not bad defense by the Cardinals. They knew where the sticks were. Hopefully this pays off for them, but River Falls looks like they're going to go for it. They're not sending the punting team out there.
It's just inside their own 35, and it's a fourth and just over 1 yard to go. So on 3rd and 16.
Look for them to get them to jump, actually, here. I don't know if they're going to run this or not. We'll find out.
What a call here early in this game for Coach Ryan Schur, is leading 7-0.
Chi High needs to not jump. Taking
receivers left. Range will operate under center for the first time tonight. 4th and a short 2. Man in motion left to right. Range now stands up,
yep,
and we'll call a timeout. Back in 60 seconds, Chi High football on WOGO Sports.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Another line drive punt for River Falls, and this hops right by Mason Howard. Took a very angry hop that got away from Howard, and Chi High will lose about an extra 15 yards of field position because of the way that oblong ball bounces. And the defense gets the job done, but now the Cards looking at a minute 35 remaining in the first quarter, trailing 7-0, and they will be starting inside their own 20, right back at the 15-yard line.
It's the exact same ball that Goodman caught on the fly last time, and you're right, not only 15 yards from it rolled, but Goodman also advanced at 15 because there was no defenders there. So, I mean, that could have been a 30-yard switch. And I'm wondering where Goodman is. Always want to check and make sure he's healthy.
Jackson LeMay will be split out to the right. Mason Howard also on the right side. Chi-High first and 10, 85 yards to go for a game-tying score. Jet sweep look, and that's Howard to the left side. Howard finding a crease for a moment across the 15-yard line. He's spilled just shy of the 20, gain of 4 on first down. And interesting, Alan, we've seen Jackson LeMay from time to time in these obvious passing situations, late half situations, but Card's getting him on the field a little early here tonight, the talented sophomore.
With Zeke Johnson going out now with an injury, he'll be out the rest of the game. We're going to see more of LeMay in that spot.
Second and 6 for the Cards from their own 19. They'll snap this one well under a minute to play. Again, LeMay out to the right, the sophomore next to the senior. Mason Howard in the slot to the right. Second and 6. Howard in motion left to right. The fake, the jet sweep, going to keep it himself as Von Hayden. Gets by the first wave up to the 22, maybe the 23. We'll see if Chi-High will run one more play here in the first quarter on a 3rd and 2 from their own 23-yard line, trying to avoid another 3 and out as they trail by a single score.
Different way of getting to that 3rd and 8, but this, or 3rd and 2, but the same result, couple of 4-yard plays. Chi-High has had this opportunity a couple of times, has not been able to convert.
They'll go back to the familiar double wing. Two wing backs, a fullback. Drevis is at that B-back or fullback position. Back to pass is Mason Von Hayden. Immediately heavy pressure, rolling out to his right, throws right side. He's got a man just across the 30-yard line for a first down.
That's number 84 on that catch.
Brady Frederick, I believe. We haven't called his name a lot this year, but Grady Frederick on the pitch and catch. And Allen, that was right along the sideline. Just a dime dropped in there by the quarterback, Von Hayden.
When he rolled out, he had him open initially, and I was afraid he wasn't going to have enough time to squeeze it in there, but he was able to.
First and 10, Chi-High. From their own 30, flip left side, Mason Howard. Stutter steps across the 30-yard line to the 32. Then a white wave drives him back after a gain of 2, and that'll end the first quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Chi-High trailing 7-0. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports and CFHS Media on YouTube. Back in 60.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader. They were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Cardinal football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson.
I love it when you're doing something.
Dave Check, Alan Dunham here on WOGO Radio and Cardinal TV. 2nd and 8 for Chippewa Falls. Double wing formation. Give to the fullback. Straight ahead. Looks to be Drevis, and the ball is loose. And River Falls falls on it. No one even close for Chi-High. At the 39-yard line, River Falls gets a gift.
I was just going to say, I think like last week, they're going to have success going just straight ahead. Stop going side to side. And there was a great fullback feed right there for about 5-6 yards. And unfortunately, the ball hit the turf, and it's a turnover.
So 7 seconds into the second quarter, a 7-0 game becomes a little bit more tenuous as the Wildcats only 39 yards to go to try to make this a 2-score lead.
So, Alan, I missed that catch from Frederick. You said he was getting pretty close to the sideline. Did we miss a toe tap there?
Oh, yeah, it was a really nice play.
Single receivers left and right. Karras in motion right to left. They're going to give it to Karras on the right side. Karras on the jet sweep. He's met hard at the 36-yard line. Will fall forward just inside the 36 for a gain of about 3. They may give it 4. 3.5 officially as Dawson Goodman met Harris right there, and it's hard to fall forward when Dawson Goodman hits you.
The defense has really tightened up since that first drive.
Cardinal defense has answered the call many times, especially in the last few seasons. We've seen them lead the way for this Cardinals team. 2nd and 7. Again, jet sweep. Right side, running over a couple Cardinal defenders and down to the 29. Very close to a first down. That time was number 22, Wyatt Bell. 5'11", 185. They'll call him down at the 30, so it'll be a 3rd and very short.
I figure this is definitely 4-down territory for them.
10:47 to go in the second quarter. 7-0 River Falls. They march down the field in just over 2 minutes to start the game. Since then, it's been more of that heavyweight body blow type of game that we were expecting coming in. Straight ahead, and a big burst inside the 20-yard line. The quarterback range ducked like he was just going for the quarterback sneak, but no one took him down, and he burst inside the 20-yard line for a gain of 13.
I did a good job of trying to stack him up there, but once he squeaked through, there really was no linebackers left, and luckily there was a safety. Otherwise, that one would have been gone.
Inside the red zone, the second time tonight. River Falls with single receivers left and right out of the eye. Under center is Range, the quarterback. Range going to keep it himself again, straight ahead. This time, Chai High knocks him down at the 15, a gain of 3. Give us a moment to let you know that you can give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions, a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers, berryglobal.com/careers. As always, we appreciate their support and all of our other phenomenal sponsors keeping these broadcasts going each and every week for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. 2nd and 7 from the 15 for River Falls. Single receiver left and one in the tight slot to the right. Back to passes range. Throws right side. Got a man inside the 10-yard line. He stepped out of bounds between the 9 and the 8. Just short of a first down. Cade Masuski, that's the fullback, at 6'2", 225. Can't quite do the soft shoe on the sideline.
The passes aren't very long. Quarterback is 3 for 3 so far. Both quarterbacks actually doing pretty good. Our quarterback is 2 for 3.
Another 3rd and short. Need the 8-yard line for a first down if you're River Falls. Almost 3 minutes gone by here in the second quarter. River Falls leading 7-0 over Chi High. The conference leaders trying to take a 2-score lead on this possession. And we have a stoppage and a timeout taken by Chippewa Falls. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wasgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to Wasgalla.com. Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass. White City Glass.
Back to the action. Timeout actually taken by River Falls there. Thank you to Chris Perry for catching that. 3rd and 1 for River Falls from the 9-yard line of Chi High. Give to Cohel. Cohel right into the line. Bulls his way inside the 5. Give him 4 yards and a first down and 1st and goal for the 2nd time tonight. for the Wildcats of River Falls. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and coming soon to Rice Lake as well, with many outreach locations across western and central Wisconsin. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, visit CVOSM.com/WOGO, CVOSM.com/WOGO. First and goal from the 5 for River Falls. Rain sends Karras in motion, right to left. They'll give it to Karras, and Karras wide open to the end zone, untouched.
Number 3, Jordan Karras, 5 yards for River Falls. Touchdown.
At this point, they just have no answer for that, and the defense is going to do nothing but get even more tired as they've been on the field most of this half.
Jordan Karras did a lot of damage, but didn't see the end zone yet. That one from 5 yards out looked pretty easy, Alan.
Either your defensive end has to set the edge, or a safety has to be coming hard into the alley. It happened on the opposite side of the field for me, so I can't see it, but obviously there was nobody there to prevent it.
Alec Ross for the PAT. That one boops through. It's 14-0 River Falls. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. This is Chi High Football.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
First and 10 coming up soon for Chi High as they'll await this third kickoff of the night from River Falls. The Wildcats leading the Cardinals 14-0. Dawson Goodman will take this one inside the 10 to the 15-20, spinning past one defender at the 25 and up to the 27, maybe the 28-yard line. That's where the Cards will start first and 10, needing to find their groove offensively as first downs, much less touchdowns, have been difficult to come by against this extremely stout River Falls defense.
And like we said from the beginning, our defense was something that we were going to have to rely on, and being down already 14 points, not looking good.
Twin receivers out to the left. Mason Howard in motion left to right. Von Hayden going to keep it himself this time across the 35-yard line and up to the 36. Quick gain of 7 on first down for the junior, Mason Von Hayden, who ran for 89 yards last week on 18 carries. Jackson LeMay checking back into the game for Chi High. LeMay actually leading the team in receptions coming into this game. Mason Howard has about 100 more yards receiving, but 11 catches for 152 yards and a touchdown.
Just a quick update here. Zeke Johnson got hurt a couple series ago. He's back in the game. And the helmet came off the quarterback there last play, so Dawson Goodman will be taking this snap.
So Goodman will take the snap. I don't know.
Wonder if we're going to see a quarterback keeper here by any chance.
Segment 3 with Howard in motion left to right. Goodman hesitates, now straight ahead, and he is absolutely stormed back.
I think River Falls sensed that that's what we were going to see as well.
All the way back inside the 33-yard line, down to the 32, a loss of almost 4. And so Von Hayden can come back into the game now too, but just something unfortunate like the helmet popping off and a 7-yard run on first down. Now we've got a 3rd and 6 on third down.
Well, and in most cases, I would say having the ball in Goodman's hand would have been very fortunate for us.
Back to passes. Von Hayden rolls out right side. He's got a man turning the corner, stretching to the first down. Ball's loose at the end, but it should be enough for a first down for Chi High up to the 42-yard line.
That looks like that's number 40. Oh, there's a flag on the play. That's the number 49 with that catch.
Roughing the passer. That'll be added to the end of the run. So I believe that was that Davis Bromeisel who caught that pass, Alan?
Yes, it was.
I believe that may be the first time we've called Davis Bromeisel's name on offense this year. And so up to the 42, but then they will mark it all the way down to the 45 of New Richmond because of the roughing the passer. And what a conversion on third and six for Chi High. Another on-target throw for Mason Von Hayden. First and 10 from the 45. Chi High will go quick. Flip left side. Mason Howard. Howard finds a little bit of a gap across the 45. And further to River Falls territory, down to the 42. Gain of three. Second and seven coming up. We've seen the Cards vary their tempo on offense from time to time. Win at lightning speed against Eau Claire North.
That was a heck of an effort. Plus, you got the penalty. Look for that to give Chi High some momentum here.
Double wing, double tight. Tester in motion left to right. Again, the give to Howard. Howard stops, starts, jitterbugs across the 35-yard line and close to a first down, and the ball came out.
He might have been down.
The official's coming from the backside. The back judge is saying that he was down. The ball came out very late, Alan. I don't know if you got a better view of it.
One of them are saying no. What do you say, Alan?
Well, I'm just watching the conference here. I didn't see. There was such a pile of players there, I couldn't tell if he was down or not.
The back judge is campaigning.
Yeah, he's confident that it was down. Two of them are saying down.
Oh, my goodness, and the back judge was overruled.
I don't know how you overrule a call that he's down. That hurts.
And that's what Coach Rakevich, you can hear that. The back judge, who I thought had the best view of it.
No, I did not see no one signaled down. Damn it!
Goodness.
Now they're trying to say no one signaled down. It's pretty clear. But, yeah, I mean, as you hear from the coach there, we got to hang on to the ball. That's twice that it was either, even if it was down, it was close. And that's twice that we had momentum and we lost it.
So the Cards trailing 14-0 and their best drive of the game is stopped at the 27. Second turnover of the night. Cohell off the left side, and Cohell finds a crease across the 30 and darts up to the 35 for a gain of 8 on first down. And you're asking a lot from this Chi High defense. They've been on the field a lot, but you might need to get something in terms of a turnover to try to see some of this momentum back, or it could get ugly very fast here against this River Falls team.
Well, and it's going to be tough. I mean, they're going to be getting eight-yard chunks. Chi High defense has been out there almost every play. I think we've got one first down on offense. And, well, first down on that last play, and then there you go.
Second and two after the gain of eight. Flip out to Karras right side. Karras across the 40-yard line, spins forward, hit hard at the 45. It's a first down easily, but a good smack there by Zwiefelhofer. Bromeisel also in the area. Up to the 45. We've got 5:20 and counting to go here in the first half. 14-0 River Falls. Again, they are playing without their star running back, Jonas Everson, but so far, with respect to that young man, he really hasn't been needed the way the Wildcats have taken the field tonight.
Well, we haven't gotten to him, but we also haven't really had too much of an opportunity. He's had a lot of short passes, quick passes.
Range will flip it out left side to Cohell. Cohell reversing field. He cannot, as he is hit right at the line of scrimmage and driven back, maybe even a loss on the play.
It's 42 and 44 both in on that play.
Reed Post and Mason Minarski tag teaming there on the stop.
Going to give up zero, but it looked like they stopped him even before that. So.
Second and long, and River Falls in absolutely no hurry here.
4 minutes left. They would love to just take this all the way down and go up 21 to nothing at half. Chi High's got to stop him here.
High formation, sing receivers left and right. Back to passes range, rolling out left side. Got his fullback across the 45 up to the 48. before he's knocked down. That's Masuski.
He was chopped down by number six.
Yeah, Carter Bovey did a nice job coming up from his cornerback spot, responding to the short pass and making a good tackle.
There'll be a third and eight from the 48, their side of the 50 for River Falls. WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, thank you for joining us on our broadcast tonight. Watch and listen via CFHS Media on YouTube. Chris Perry running the live stream. Faithfully, as always, Zach Wycheck back at the Wogo home base in Hallie. Third and eight for River Falls. Big one for the Chai defense. Twin receivers left. Back to pass range the whole way. He's going to pump, throw it deep down the right sideline. Double coverage. Diving interception. And there's a flag on the play. Dawson Goodman had it, but will it stand?
I think I saw that coming. I don't think that the pass interference was on Dawson Goodman, but I think it was on the other defensive back that was behind the receiver. Dawson Goodman was ahead of the receiver and I think made a great play. But that's going to be pass interference defense, I believe.
It's one of those plays where as a cornerback, you see that the guy is getting behind you, and so you reach out kind of in desperation to slow him down, not realizing that you've got a safety over the top that's going to make the play.
And an all-state safety at that, Dawson Goodman.
And that was a heck of a grab, too. I don't even know if you could assume that he would have ever caught that, but... yeah, you're right. He didn't see him back there, and he had to do what he had to do.
So third and long becomes first and 10 via penalty.
That was a big one that Chi High needed there. I'm a little bit River Falls slowing the ball down like this much when they had the momentum. I'm not sure I agree
early
with that.
Movement. And the Cats will be backed up 5 yards. I think their left guard jumped. 3:09 on the clock. Chi High trailing 14-0. River Falls on the march. And Chi High's most promising drive all the way down to the 27 of River Falls before a fumble. Maybe a controversial fumble as the back judge seemed to signal emphatically that the ball carrier was down, but overruled. River Falls marching. Left side, flip to Cohell. We've got flags behind the play. Cohell is dropped right inside the 40-yard line at the 39. Gain of 3 for the moment, but this is a quick call.
I would not have thought that would have been a holding call. That call was made immediately, almost like it was a procedural call.
Usually you don't see a holding call, like you say, a flag come out that quick, but he saw something that was egregious, and he put the flag out there.
So River Falls going the right direction for Chi High now on offense. If they could keep doing this, we might have a chance before half.
And I believe Coach Rako still has a full complement of timeouts here.
And River Falls is, I believe the clock continues to run after that, and it does. So River Falls is just going to sit there and drain this one down, even if they get penalties doing it.
First and 25 for River Falls from their own 46-yard line. Give left side, Cohell. Cross midfield inside the 45-yard line with a burst. Garrett Cohell, down to the 44.
Gavin Cohell on the carry. Tackle for the Cardinals by 44.
With them ripping off chunks like that, I can see why Coach Rakovich would not want to call a timeout on second down. We'll see what happens if they get to third down and still have 10 yards to go.
And they've still got 6 yards to go just to get back to the original line of scrimmage. But right now, if you're River Falls with 2:07 remaining in the clock running, that scoreboard is your friend, leading 14-0. Range from the gun. Range back to pass. Big pump now rolling out to his right. Range looking deep down the middle of the field. Over the shoulder drop. Man had a hand on it inside the 10-yard line and another hold.
Now the question here, I believe after this penalty is, after this one, the clock should stop. But that's one thing Chi High is going to want to make sure of, because otherwise River Falls doesn't care if it's going to run the clock down another 20, 30 seconds.
There's a flag on the field.
Right, the holding. I'm just wondering if... you got to take it because it's going to march him back about 13 yards from where that hold happened. It was about 3 yards back. But
all the way back to the 46.
The question is whether or not that clock runs.
The official is not signaling for the clock to restart.
Now Chi High, well, and you're still in that situation where they're just too potent of an offense. I think I'd call a timeout here.
Coach Rakovich not signaling for one at the moment. Minute 40 and counting. Twin receivers left. Jacob Range from the gun.
I'm surprised they ran this. They didn't know
Range
that the clock
keep it himself off the left side, and he has some momentum across the 45 of Chi High all the way down to the 42, and now a timeout taken by Chi High. We'll step out, be back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Are you looking for the home of your dreams? Ashley Construction can help you design and build it. Visit ashleyconstruction.co to check out our new Riverbell development. Riverbell is in the middle of apple orchard country in rural Chippewa Falls with beautiful views and rolling hills. Ashley Construction will make your building experience enjoyable from planning to handing you the keys. Additional lots in phase two are coming soon, so get your name on the waiting list today. Your perfect home awaits in the Riverbell neighborhood. Ashley Construction.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
90 seconds remaining in the half. 14-0 River Falls here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. 3rd and 14 coming out of the Chi High timeout for River Falls. Man in motion right to left. They'll give it on the jet sweep. Big hole across the 40-yard line down to the 35. Maybe the 34. That's Wyatt Bell on the stop. Chi High will take another timeout. Fourth down coming up for River Falls. We'll be back in 30 seconds this time on WOGO. Back in half a minute, Chi High football on Wogo Sports and Cardinal TV.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Back to the action here in WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham.
So,
21 left, 4th and 7 for River Falls.
You know, a couple of things about that. They ran that play with 20 seconds left on the clock. I don't think they realized the clock was running on that play. And as far as Chi High, they've been ripping off 7-8 yards of carry. So, you know, this is where you have no choice but to call the timeout because you're down 14. But you still got to be nervous here that you're calling that timeout and it winds up helping them out. Chi High's got to get this stop.
4th and 7. River Falls going forward, of course, from the 34 of Chi High. One timeout remaining for Coach Rakovich. Back to pass. Jacob Range. Heavy pressure. He evades one man. Now going to keep himself along the left end. He's undercut. Hit. Knocked out of bounds. 4 yards shy of the stick. Chi High will have one more chance here in the first half.
I didn't see who made that tackle. I don't know if you did down there, Alan. That was a great tackle.
Jacob Range. Tackle play by number 5, Wesley.
That was Wesley Tanzer.
Yeah, Wesley Tanzer with a great save. And now the Cardinals have a minute 15.
And I believe they didn't have to use their timeout because Range went out of bounds on the hit. So there should be one left, right?
It'd be fourth down.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, yep. Turnover on downs.
So they're at 30. They got one timeout on the 30-yard line.
And those trips to the left. Trailing 14-0 starting from their own 30. Mason Von Hayden from the gun. Rolling out to his left. Von Hayden looking. Now he'll tuck and keep. Dash toward the sideline. Pushed out of bounds
number
at the 35.
Mason Von Hayden.
You know, even give him the 36.
I really like that play. They got Mason Tester out there as that third running trips out there, but he's able to chip on that defensive end, which gives the quarterback a free release to the outside. One less receiver in that pattern, but I think it really protects a quarterback who really likes to run and pass from outside that pocket.
Trips to the right, single receiver to the left. Mason Von Hayden rolling out to his right, heavy pressure, evades away in the backfield. Now Mason Von Hayden again going to scamper out of bounds. He takes a hard lick right at the sideline. Von Hayden gets out of bounds with a minute 2 It's third and short for Chi High.
At the 37.
Gain of just one on the play. Third and three for Chi High. Von Hayden back to the sideline to get the play call here.
Big play for Chi High, and what would be more interesting is what you do if you're down 14 and you come up with a fourth and short here on your own 40-yard line.
Knowing that you'll get the ball to start the second half as well. Trips slot to the left, single receiver slot to the right. Von Hayden with a man to his left from the gun. Flips it out left side, that's Mason Howard. Howard gets around a block at the 40-yard line, out of bounds, first down.
All right, so last time they ran that screen, I said that the receiver did not get a very good block. That time, both receivers got on their man, and that's what allowed that to happen.
Up to the 42-yard line, their side of the 54, Chi High, clock at 55.4. One timeout remaining in the pocket of head coach Chuck Rakovich. Zeke Johnson again, great to see him back out there. He's in the slot to the left, trips to the right with Mason Howard, Jackson LeMay, Mason Tester out there. Von Hayden rolling out to his right. Von Hayden throws it over the middle. Good high catch across the 45-yard line. Two-hand snatch.
Is that number 28?
Jackson LeMay. Good at sports. As Mike Thompson says, Von Hayden rolling out to his right. He's caught from behind, throws right side. Did he get it away?
No, they're saying run the clock. They're marking him down, and they're letting the clock know to keep running.
And the official very emphatic about that, and so Coach Rakovich will call his last timeout. And we will take a 30-second break and be back on WOGO Sports. 33.3 remaining. Cards trying to punch one in before the half.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef.
It's delicious.
That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
33.3 seconds on the clock here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham roaming the sidelines. Cards have used their last timeout. And so now it's all about getting first downs and getting back to the line very quickly, getting out of bounds if you can.
An 8-yard loss that's going to go for.
From their own 48, Chi High, trips left, single receiver right, Mason Von Hayden with a back to his right, roll out to his left this time. Von Hayden stops, now he's pushed from behind, evades one tackler, and then scoots across the 50-yard line. Cards are going to have to get back to the line very, very quickly here. Gain of about three. Refs are a little slow spotting it. Now they get it. Trips to the left, single receiver right. Von Hayden snaps it with 14 seconds to play. Von Hayden rolling to his left, throws right side, got a man, Mason Howard, inside the 40-yard line. It's not a first down. He's down to about the 36.
14-yard gain. So 37, maybe, so 13-yard gain.
37-yard line.
So 9.9 seconds left. You can still get a first down with the clock. Of course, the major issue is you're going to have to get to the line very quickly if you're stopped in the field of play.
And that was that Howard on that last catch?
That was Howard on the catch.
Howard's got three catches right now on the night, leading the Cardinals.
Fourth and four, Chi High from the 37. Trips right, single receiver to the left. Von Hayden, the junior, calls for the ball. Back to pass, Von Hayden going for it all. Deep down the right side of the field. Throws it into the end zone with 4.3 seconds remaining. It's a turnover on downs. River Falls will take the ball back. We'll see if they elect.
I would assume that with that 14-point lead, they're going to go into halftime and just take a knee on this one. So that should do it. But other than that last drive, Cardinals spending most of the time in this half on defense.
They will need every bit of that halftime rest. Cards will receive the second half kickoff.
Outside of that first drive where River Falls just mowed down Chi High, it's been a pretty back and forth. The second River Falls touchdown was set up by the turnover in a short field, and then the other turnover by Chi High, they've been their biggest enemy at this point.
Yeah, really. Again, you say shooting yourself in the foot is the case, and that's the two-score differential. 14-0 at the half, River Falls. Root guests here at Duray Field so far. The Cards will look to right this ship as quarter number three begins. Coming up, the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We're back in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
At Hy-Vee, we make lives easier. And that's why, when you shop at Hy-Vee, you won't need to compare prices at other stores, because we've done the comparing for you. Just look for the yellow Compare and Save signs when you shop the aisles to see how low our prices are on all of your favorite grocery items, from fresh produce and meat to dairy and frozen foods. Your wallet will thank you when you shop at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy saves you time, and time is money. But it also saves you gas, and gas costs money. Therefore, the Medicine Shop's free local delivery saves you a lot of money. How much money? Enough to buy your own private jet? Well, no. But maybe enough that you can spring for extra legroom the next time you fly commercial.
This is the life.
Locally owned makes all the difference. Free local delivery from the Medicine Shop Pharmacy of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls DC weekdays from 10 to 3 or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
We welcome you into the Duray Field Press Box here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Chi High Marching Cardinals Band setting up shortly. Cards trail on the field 14-0 to the 6-0 River Falls Wildcats. And Dave Check, this is a River Falls team that you knew was dominating in the Big Rivers coming in. You hear their leading running back is out and think maybe a lot of their offense rests on him. And I think that case could be made other than that opening drive for River Falls. But offensively for the Cards, it's what Coach Rakovich said he just couldn't figure out is why they seem to start slow so many games. And you can only hope at this point that the Cards find whatever mojo they found in the second half last week against New Richmond, and put some points on the board right away in the third.
Well, I think most definitely when the Cardinals have struggled this year, they've struggled to consistently move the ball on offense. That's something that they're just going to have to solve, particularly, you know, now that we have at least a lot better chance based on what happened last week of making the playoffs. They still got to obviously lock down what they need to lock down, but that's been their struggle. That's been their weakness. So, you know, we knew coming in that with this River Falls team already scoring more points than they give up on the average, that's going to be tough moving the ball. But as far as us stopping them, yeah, you'd like to think that, you know, that gives Chi-High a chance. You just don't know coming in how much of a team comes down to one player. I mean, there's been some players that have made huge differences in the game, and if they go down, obviously, it's a game changer. But I tell you, I'm pretty impressed by number three, and you're going to see by the number stats that the quarterback's doing the job. So it is something I think that Coach Berger is going to have to tighten up on that jet sweep look, a little different than a jet sweep look. I think they're just treating him as a running back, but they're getting him the ball any way they can. And again, capitalizing on the two turnovers, you're not going to be able to do that against a 6-0 team. You might have a chance if you're two up on the turnover ratio, but you're never going to have a chance when you're the one giving it up.
And I think you hit the nail on the head there, too. Not only does Chi-High have their best drive of the game capped by that unfortunate turnover, but also they give the ball inside their own 40 to River Falls on the first turnover of the game. Wildcats have not turned the ball over. They haven't played mistake-free football as they did back themselves up with several penalties, but for the Chi-High offense, when you're struggling to move the ball, you cannot turn the ball over at all, much less two times against a defense of this caliber. Those turnovers, I mean, if you can get both of them back, you're talking about, you know, potentially a tie game or at least within a touchdown, you would think, at this juncture.
Well, and like you said, Chi-High is going to get the ball to start. They've just got to get something done, get something solid done on offense. They might have to take a few more chances than they normally do, might have to go for it on fourth down, maybe where you wouldn't have at other chances, because They've got to get it done, and hopefully River Falls is going to turn the ball over. Their quarterback has had six interceptions on the year. If they can get some pressure on him, look for them to have a different half. Hey, now's the time for some shout-outs at this point in time, because you've got your usual shout-out. Let me give you a couple of mine. So Justin's coaching at Moorhead. JD's got a game tomorrow at Southern Illinois. So those are my kids. Also got I know Rico DeLeon is watching these games and listening, because when I was on the road, I commented after a comment that he made. He made a comment online playing for Winona, so he's out there as well. And JD wanted me to give a shout-out to Bozy, our dog that passed away, but Bozy loved listening to you on the radio too. So, whoa. And you, your usual shout-out too.
Yeah, Grandma Gadel, Sophie Gadel. Again, Alan always makes sure that we remember that as well too. It was great to meet Dawson Goodman's grandmother at a game, the North game, just a few weeks ago. And again, one of our most faithful listeners and watchers, too, of CFHS Media on YouTube and the WOGO Sports Broadcast. So thank you, every single one of you, for being part of these broadcasts. We're so grateful to all of our sponsors who make them possible. And as we head to break here on the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you, of course, by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, we're going to give you a little taste of the Chi-High Marching Cardinals on our way out, and we'll come back with some stats and halftime highlights as well. It's been almost all River Falls in the first half, 14-0, but the Cards will see if they can have something to say about that in quarters 3 and 4. As we send you out, especially for those watching and listening via CFHS Media on YouTube, here are the Marching Cardinals.
Hey.
The Hy-Vee Halftime Show continues in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. A couple other scores around the area and the Wisports.net game of the week. We had one of those here a few weeks back involving Hudson and Chi High. It's Mondovi, the home team, getting run over by the Regis Ramblers 31-0 at the break. Also at halftime, Hudson leading Eau Claire North, who of course pulled off that shocker against Menominee last week. Hudson 20, North 7 at the break. We'll see if we can catch some other scores for you. But halftime stats, a preview of our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap that we have in the post-class post-game show here on WOGO. What jumps out at you here in the first half, Dave, in a 14-0 game?
Well, as you can imagine, them having the ball the entire time, they're the ones that have all of the stats. Their stats are pretty impressive regardless. Quarterback was 5 for 5 for 35 yards. Rushing the ball, they've rushed the ball 20 times for 144 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's a pretty impressive first half, a little over 7 yards per carry for them. For Chi High, our quarterback having a pretty solid night so far, 5 for 7 for 53 yards. We have, now I didn't put it by the names here, so I'm going to have to tie these in, but Number one, obviously, is Howard. Four rushes for 17 yards. We got number two,
Mason Tester,
3 for 10. Number four, obviously, the quarterback, 6 for 12 rushing, mainly because he had an 8-yard sack in there. Goodman, two rushes for negative 4 yards with that one. I think that everybody was expecting him to run the ball. And number seven had one rush for 3 yards. So for a total, Chi High was 16 carries for 46 yards, a little under 3 yards per carry, which, again, is just not going to get it done and didn't get it done. Catches leading the way was Howard. He had 3 catches for 20 yards. And a couple of names that we don't normally hear, so you can shout them out when you get them. But number 28 had 1 catch for 14 yards.
Jackson LeMay.
Number 84 had 1 catch for 11 yards.
It's Grady Frederick.
And number 49 had 1 catch for 8 yards.
And 49, the first time we've called Davis Bromeisel's name on offense here, to my knowledge, so far this season as we're in game number 7.
So there you have it. Those are the partial names, you know, halftime reports, and not much to report, but that's it.
Again, no scores for Chi High in the first half, but still a few highlights. We'll get those for you coming up in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. At the break, River Falls 14, Chi High 0. We are back in 3 on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! Hut! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Is your wallet feeling lighter every time you fill up at the pump? Get a Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card and stop paying full price for gas. It's easy. Pick up a free card at Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, shop for qualifying items in the store, and then save big the next time you fill up the car. It's fast, free, and easy to get started. Go to Hy-Vee.com/perks to learn more and start saving today. Or visit the customer service counter at Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chi High Football.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Halftime Show. Your halftime highlights now here on WOGO Radio and Cardinal TV. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your WOGO sports team here on a beautiful night in Chippewa Falls. Cards trailing 14-0 at the break. Here's how the first half sounded on WOGO. Back to the familiar double wing. Two wing backs, a fullback. Drevis is at that B-back or fullback position. Back to pass is Mason Von Hayden. Immediately heavy pressure, rolling out to his right, throws right side. He's got a man just across the 30-yard line for a first down.
That's number 84 on that catch.
Brady Frederick, I believe. Jonas Everson, but so far, with respect to that young man, he really hasn't been needed the way the Wildcats have taken the field tonight.
Well, we haven't gotten to him, but we also haven't really had too much of an opportunity. He's had a lot of short passes, quick passes.
Range will flip it out left side to Kohel. Kohel reversing field. He cannot, as he is hit right at the line of scrimmage and driven back, maybe even a loss on the play.
It's 42 and 44, both in on that play.
29 on the
Reed post. And Mason Minarski tag teaming there on the stop. Perry running the live stream. Faithfully, as always, Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO home base in Halley. Third and eight for River Falls. Big one for the Chi-High defense. Twin receivers left. Back to pass range the whole way. He's going to pump, throw it deep down the right sideline. Double coverage. Diving interception. And there's a flag on the play. Dawson Goodman had it, but will it stand?
Saw that coming. I don't think that the big them out. Chi-High's got to get this stop.
Fourth and seven. River Falls going for it, of course, from the 34 of Chi-High. One timeout remaining for Coach Rakovich. Back to pass. Jacob Range. Heavy pressure. He evades one man. Now going to keep himself along the left end. He's undercut. Hit. Knocked out of bounds. 4 yards shy of the stick. Chi-High will have one more chance here in the first half. And again, great to see him back out there. He's in the slot to the left. Trips to the right with Mason Howard. Jackson LeMay. Mason Tester out there. Von Hayden rolling out to his right. Von Hayden throws it over the middle. Good high catch across the 45-yard line. Two-hand snatch.
Is that number 28?
Jackson LeMay. And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. Cards will receive the second half kickoff. We're back in 90 seconds as the Hy-Vee Halftime Show concludes here on WOGO Radio and Cardinal TV.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. Careers.
Remember having to wait for the internet to connect. Or waiting for that pot of water to finally boil for your mac and cheese. Waiting may teach us patience, but it's not a lot of fun, especially at the pharmacy. But you don't need to wait around for your prescriptions at the medicine shop. At your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee, typical wait times are less than 5 to 10 minutes, or you can choose free same-day local delivery. The Medicine Shop Pharmacy of Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Chi-High football on WOGO Sports. No score right now between the Brewers and the Marlins. That one in the sixth right now. Brewers chasing the Phillies still to try to sneak into the playoffs in that final wild card spot. Chi-High trailing 14-0 as we finish up the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. 4-2 Chippewa Falls against 6-0 River Falls. The Wildcats and the Cards have not met since 2019. A couple years in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Four River Falls. They played some BRC opponents during that COVID-altered 2020 season. Won the Mississippi Valley Conference last year. In the Catbird seed in the Big Rivers Conference this year, but Chi-High hoping to have something to say about it as they are vying for their third conference victory in a row. But they've got an uphill climb, trailing by two scores. Here as we start the second half, a good way to get back into this one would be to put seven on the board right away here in the third. Kicking right to left. River Falls. Dawson Goodman, Mason Howard back deep to receive this kick. Michael Conway is the kickoff specialist. End over end picked up by Goodman. Inside the numbers, 15, 20, 25. Goodman across the 30-yard line. Goodman still pushing the pile up to the 33. Somehow he's still loose across the 35, 36, maybe 37. It is tough to bring that young man down.
Yeah, it is. Another reason why we'd just love to see him as much on offense as we could, but they need to score. He's a great kid to have in there.
So first and 10 from the 36. Far side of the field is where Chi-High will start, trailing 14-0. 10 seconds gone by here in the second half. They'll start with twin receivers to the left. One wing back to the right side. Howard in motion left to right. Von Hayden gives right side. That's Dawson Goodman. Goodman takes a hard hit at the 40-yard line. Falls forward. And that's a gain of four on first down. Zuski, their big fullback. Alan, you were commenting on him during halftime. He is very tough to block. Second and six from their own 40 for Chi-High. Twin receivers right. From the gun with Howard in motion left to right, Von Hayden. Von Hayden give to Dawson Goodman. Goodman off the left side, plunges into the line, gets a couple. Up to about the 42. They may give him the 43. Third and a long three coming up as Grady Frederick comes into the game. Bromeisel as well. Summing out Dawson Goodman and Zeke Johnson will head back to the sideline.
It's a big play for Chi-High here. So they're going to go double wing, double tight.
Third and three from their own 43 for Chi-High. Ball spotted between the hashes. Give left side, Mason Howard. Howard darts through a crease to midfield, spins into River Falls territory for a first down. And Chi-High moves the chains. That hasn't been a frequent occurrence against this stiff defense for the River Falls Wildcats.
Well, you knew we needed it, so what did you think that was going to happen? That was the old crisscross, and we got it.
We talked about halftime. Going right after them. Let your offensive linemen get after these guys and run your traditional offense.
First and 10 from the River Falls 47. Von Hayden, the junior under center. Flip left side, that's Mason Howard. Howard gets the call again. Howard jitterbugging into the line, runs into that white wall at about the 42. Solid carry of five on first down for Mason Howard to give us opportunity, as per usual, per quarter, to let you know that you can give yourself a cost of living increase, friends. Check out Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. They've opened up night shift production operator positions. It's a 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits. Your entry-level wages start at $23.60 per hour. Start at $23.60 per hour. So find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. The Cards trot back to the line. Second and five from the 42 of River Falls. Left side, Dawson Goodman back out there. Goodman trying to turn the corner. He spun down inside the 40 to the 39. Gain of three, third and short coming up.
Dawson Goodman on the carry. Tackle the play by number six.
Mason Von Hayden will jog back to the sideline to get the play call.
Ball at the 39-yard
again,
line.
Again, two downs to get 2 yards here. Almost 3 minutes gone by in the third quarter. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Sports. Chris Perry running the Cardinal TV live stream. Zach Wycheck back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Third and two, Chi-High. Double wing, double tight. Man in motion left to right. Give to Goodman again. Goodman off the left side. And Goodman is loose. 30, 25, 20 down the sideline. Goodman pushed out of bounds in the Johnson roll-off red zone.
Big play. They're going to mark him down at the 11-yard line. Great blocking up front to allow him to spring that one to the outside on a little counter play.
He'll love seeing Dawson Goodman get loose, and the Cards for the first time tonight are in the Johnson Roll-Off red zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. First and 10 from the 11. Twin tight ends, double wing formation. Give to the fullback straight up the middle inside the 10-yard line. Down to about the 7. Gain of close to 4 on first down as Jackson LeMay checks back in. .830 on the clock and counting. That was Davis Bromizel.
I was going to say, Bromizel again getting a carry there.
That may be his first carry of the season, if I'm not mistaken.
He's got a catch and a carry on the night.
Second and 6, Chai High ball on the far hash from the 7-yard line. They can still get a first down without scoring. Under center, Mason Von Hayden. Give off the right side. That's Jackson LeMay. LeMay with some speed. He turns the corner. The 5 to the end zone. Dives to the pylon. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. LeMay from 7 yards out. And the Cards are a PAT away from being within one score.
It's exactly what they needed there on that opening drive to take that all the way. And it all comes back to that third down play. They finally got that completion. Finally got the conversion that they needed.
That jet sweep is a lot more effective when you're pounding them on the inside. They have to respect the inside run, opens up the outside.
Sumi Mason for the extra point.
Sumi Mason for the PAT. Mason booms it through with the left foot, and it's a 7-point gain. Chi High trailing 14-7. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports on Cardinal TV.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
It seems like a dollar just doesn't go as far these days. But when was the last time you had a pay raise? Give yourself your own cost of living increase with a new career at Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. Plastics manufacturer Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions with entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 2-2-3 schedule, and you'll start out at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Chi High does exactly what they need to do to start the third quarter. March down the field, a 7-yard touchdown scamper by Jackson LeMay, and Subi Mason uses the pitching wedge to drop one inside the 20-yard line. It's picked up on the bounce and moved ahead across the 22, maybe to the 23-yard line. Now that Chi High defense, hopefully well rested after halftime, we'll see the field for the first time here in quarter number 3.
Perhaps it's our turn to get the turnover right now in a one-score game. This is the time Cardinals need it. What a drive that they had. Look at what they had for the numbers. Not just that 20-yard, 8-yard play and 7-yard touchdown, but runs of 10, 5, 4, 3, 3, the 28, the 4, and the 7. So, you know, the Cardinals, just a nice solid drive there, workmanlike. And, again, that third down was huge.
First and 10 from their own 24-yard line for Jacob Range and River Falls. Man, motion left to right. Range off the right side. Range runs with a flag on the play. Runs into Dawson Goodman at the 30-yard line.
He's got a hold that's going to bring that back. It looks like he probably was holding about 2 yards deep, so it'll be a first and 18.
And we started to see the officials call holds pretty frequently on, I believe, the last possession of quarter number 2 for River Falls, when they steadily moved backward after a foray into Chi High territory, ended up giving the Cards at least an opportunity to get one in before the end of the half. And so this Chi High defense, tired though they may be, are forcing some penalties on this River Falls offense that, of course, is playing without their 15-touchdown scorer, running back junior Jonas Severson. Wyatt Bell will split out to the left. Far on the right is Karras. He's caused a lot of damage here tonight. First and 17 after the holding penalty. They'll throw it out to Karras. Karras, single coverage, breaking down, making the tackle by an ankle as Pierce gets within a yard.
That is a great play. I think that's number 11 coming up off that pile. I don't know if that's
Jackson Google.
If that's 11 or number 5 that made that solo tackle. Did you see that down there?
Yeah, that's Jackson Google. I would really like to see them, you know, go back and forth with Jackson Google taking on number 3.
And Jordan Karras has been strong through the air coming into this game, but he's been very impressive on the ground in this particular contest. First and 17 becomes second and 11 after the pitch and catch for 6 from the 23 for River Falls. Man in motion right to left. Again, a jet sweep look. Chai High strings it out, slows him down, pulls him down at the 25-yard line. Dawson Goodman again, the leading tackler for Chai High, in on that stop.
Yeah, a bunch of Cardinals made that happen. That was number 13 on the play that really kind of turned that in. That was Jack Zwiepelhofer, who did a good job from his corner position turning that in, allowing other Chai High players to kind of fill in. But also, I think their outside linebacker there, I don't know if that's number 5, he did a great job.
Wesley Tanzer. So yeah, it's 14-7. At the midway point of the third quarter, River Falls, the visitors, leading Chai High. But the Cats facing a 3rd and 8 from their own 26. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. From the gun with a back to his right. Range back to pass, throws right side. He's intercepted! Picked off at the 32-yard line!
Jackson Google.
Jackson Google, his 7th interception of the season.
I told you that's exactly what these Chi High Cardinals needed, and now they go. We got it in the same position they got the fumble. We can even this game up.
They were playing zone. The linebacker had that hook route that was run. Did not see Jackson Google lurking out there in the shadows. Threw it right to him. Great play by the Chi High defense.
Alan, Jackson Google, remember, well, we'll talk about it after this play. First and 10 Chi High from their 30-yard line. River Falls, Howard in motion left to right, gave off the right side, inside the 30-yard line, down to about the 27. Going back to the sidelines with Alan Dunham, Jackson Google, I remember you highlighted him last year, that he worked his way up from JV to varsity during the year, his junior season, and now senior season, he is close to the state lead in interceptions.
He's just a kid who has a great eye for the football, attacks it at a high point, tremendous hands.
Gain of 3 on first down. Chai High 2nd and 7 from the 27. Left side, that's Mason Howard. Stops, starts. He'll run into the line at the 25 and still managed to squirm forward down to about the 23, 8-4. And that sets up a more manageable 3rd and 3. And again, you're probably within Suey Mason's range here, Dave, but I'm still thinking that Coach Rako is playing this as 2 downs to get 3 yards.
Well, I would think the analytics are going to say definitely go for it on this one. I don't see a field goal doing Chai High a whole lot of good in these situations.
Double wing, double tight for Chai High. 3rd and 3 now they'll call it from the 23. Howard in motion left to right. Give off the right side. Dawson Goodman. Goodman plunges into the line. Fights for a first down. Inside the 20 all the way down to the 15. A gain of 8 for number 23. And the senior pulls Chai High right down inside the Johnson Roll-Off red zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
And as usual, when you got Dawson Goodman in there, you don't have to worry about the analytics. You just punch it into the end zone.
First and 10 from the 15 of River Falls. Chai High trailing 14-7, 4:15 and counting in the third quarter. Right side, Dawson Goodman gets the pitch, and he is met in the backfield and taken down for a loss of 2. Phenomenal penetration on the play.
Well, something went wrong with that play. I know normally the Chai High guys are pulling, and he's getting behind that wall. And that handoff looked like it was just a little bit late or something, because he was completely behind the wall, and he got hit by 3 or 4 River Falls guys that weren't even blocked.
Goodman will sub out for Mason Tester again. Yeah, there were 3 white shirts in very quickly in the backfield. 2nd and 12 from the 17 for Chai High. Von Hayden under center, double wing, double tight. Von Hayden back to pass. He's going to go deep down the right sideline, looking for Howard. Races up, makes the catch in the end zone.
Touchdown!
Chippewa Falls. Oh my goodness!
Wow, was that a grab? Perfect throw, perfect catch.
And the Cardinals with a chance to tie this one up, one kick away.
What a Spider-Man snatch from Mason Howard.
Great play call on second and 12. It's like a run action. Mason Howard gets behind the defense, and Von Hayden put it right on him in the corner.
Just in front of the pylon. Subi Mason to tie the game. Bad snap. Good hold by Dawson Goodman. Booms it through, and we are tied at 14. Don't go anywhere. The Cards are not rolling away. Back in 16 seconds on Pogo Sports and Cardinal TV. Woo!
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local, employee-owned, factory-authorized Carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Our team member Nick will tell you why.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one. Wisconsin is the dairy state, so naturally, Culver's was inspired by everyone's favorite rich and creamy tradition, frozen custard. We make our fresh frozen custard in small batches in every Culver's. It's a match, or batch, made in heaven.
Come have a taste of Wisconsin. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
On the kickoff, River Falls on the return across the 35-yard line very quickly and up to the 36, maybe the 37. Good starting field position for the Wildcats as they will try to break what is now a tie game. 14 unanswered points for Chi High to start the third quarter.
Not only a tie game, but the crowd, the players, everything. Momentum for Chi High. Defense has been off the field. This is where they got to take advantage.
An ugly first half for Chi High. Two turnovers. You get behind 14-0, and then in 8.5 minutes, you've got the game tied up. I'm sorry if you left the game.
Well, if they play like this, Rako doesn't have to worry about getting them tuned up if they have third and fourth quarters like that we're doing so far.
Range will give to Cohell. Cohell bounces off a couple tacklers across the 40 and close to the 42-yard line. A gain of 5 on first down. They may mark him just shy of the 42 and about the 41.5. On the season, that was the third reception touchdown for Mason Howard and the fourth touchdown pass thrown by Mason Von Hayden.
So now he has separated the gap a little bit on the quarterback he was tied with. One interception for the River Falls quarterback and Von Hayden with one more touchdown.
Second and 6, River Falls. Cohell to the right of Range, the quarterback. Delayed give to Cohell right to the heart of the line, and he stood up and stormed back right at the line of scrimmage. Third and a long 5 coming up for River Falls here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls.
Gain of 1, but that one looked like Coach Berger just called that exact play coming. I mean, that was mobbed by about 6 Chi High players.
Jay Sweepoffer playing that defensive tackle was the first to break through and get a hit on the running back.
Now, are we going to see a jet sweep look out of that number 3 or a quick pass to the wide receiver? I mean... You got to figure they're going to try to get him the ball on this big third down and 7.
Harris is split out to the left, short side of the field, along with Wyatt Bell in the slot to the left. Now Bell in motion left to right, and we've got flags on the field, and it's a procedure penalty, and that will make 3rd and 5, 3rd and 10 for River Falls.
And that's going to limit their options quite a bit here.
1:55 on the clock. We're still in the third quarter. Chi High trailed 14-0 at the break, 14 unanswered here in the first 10 minutes, 5 seconds of the second half.
Now where we're expecting pass, this is where it's key for, especially when they need a 10-yard pass, this is where it's key for our guys up front to get some pressure. We got the defensive backs back there that could do their job. We got to get some pressure on this quarterback.
I formation backfield. Jacob Range, the junior under center. Karras in motion right to left. The give to Cohel. Cohel dances in the backfield. He's hit. He's stopped right at the line of scrimmage. It's fourth and long and punting time for River Falls in a tie game.
Interesting call by River Falls. Obviously, you know, says something about the confidence they have in their quarterback on a third and ten situation. But, again, Berger's defense just sniffed that out.
Yeah, Will Tanzer came off the edge like his hair on fire. Put a stop to that play right away.
Dawson Goodman will be back to receive this one. He's standing at about his own 27-yard line. The punter is Wyatt Bell.
I'll give them some serious guts if they try to fake it here.
46 seconds to play in the third quarter. Tied at 14. Bell, high snap. He's going to get off a boot. Someone got a piece of that one.
That looked like blocked. 52 might have got that.
Thomas Cleary may have gotten a piece of it, like you said, and it's going to be fantastic starting field position for Chi High. It still had enough momentum to carry across midfield, but the Cards are going to start first and 10 at their own 42.
The momentum meter right now is about a 10.5. This is just incredible. They're bouncing up and down on the sidelines and the stands, and you just look at that. This offense is ready to go.
In the booth, you can feel it here when the kids are bouncing in the stands. It's shaking a bit. 35.8 to go in the third quarter. Chi High give to the B-back right up the middle. That's Bromeisel, and Bromeisel across the 45 and up to the 47-yard line. That may be the last play of the third quarter. We'll see if Chi High goes tempo here. Bromeisel's looked pretty good there at that fullback position, Alan.
Well, they needed another fullback after they had a guy leave the team a few weeks ago and to give a break for our normal fullback there. So it's a nice job by the coaching staff to put Davis in that role.
Well, that will end the third quarter. We move to the final frame. Don't go away. We've got a dandy underneath the lights this Friday night. After three complete, it's Chi High 14, River Falls 14. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Set! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
The fourth quarter begins. Chi High second and five from their own 47 in a game tied at 14 apiece. Mason Howard will get the flip left side, trying to turn the corner. He'll tap the brakes, and he's undercut by the ankles as Howard tried to jump right inside and attempted tackle but got tripped up, and the knee goes down just shy of the 49-yard line. So no gain and a big, big third down here for the Chi High offense, trying to keep that third quarter momentum rolling into the fourth. Mason Howard will check out on this play. Double wing, double tight for the Cards. Third and three. Dawson Goodman, Mason Tester out there along with Davis Bromeisel. Give to Dawson Goodman. Goodman spins out of one tackle, turns the corner. 15, 45, 40. It's a foot race. Goodman taken down from behind inside the 20-yard line once again in the Johnson roll-off red zone. Dawson Goodman rolling, as are the Cards. With 11:16 to play in the fourth.
Dawson Goodman is just a special athlete to watch. He can do it all. And again, you can't have a guy play one way when he has that much talent oozing from every pore of his body. This is incredible.
That play was really well blocked. They sealed the edge. And Dawson Goodman, the first time in a few weeks he hasn't had his ankles taped up, had the speed to get around the edge.
33 yards this time.
First and 10 from the 16. Give to the fullback straight ahead.
That's right.
That's Mr. Bromeisel down to the 10-yard line.
And a perfect time to pound the big boy. River Falls is now on their heels. They're tired.
This is the Johnson Roloff red zone. Third trip for the Cards tonight. Johnson Roloff your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Thank you, Brian and the crew, and we love giving that read because that means things are going well for the Cards. Second and four from the 10-yard line. Flip right side. That's the crisscross. Mason Howard. Howard spins inside the 10-yard line and down close to the five.
Howard
close to a Chi-High first down on the crisscross.
Howard probably would have scored there, but the handoff was very bad and almost dropped between the two running backs there on that crisscross.
Yeah, it was right in front of me here. And as you said, Dave, it was a sketchy handoff, and I was just fortunate they didn't fumble.
It's a first down for Chi-High, first and goal. They get just enough. Mason Howard, right wing back. Mason Tester, left wing back. Davis Bromeiser, the fullback. Mason Von Hayden going to give it to Mason Howard. And Howard from the six down to the five.
You know, the momentum is huge. The defense being tired at this point in time as opposed to the first half when it was us is huge. And then that fullback can just pound away. Howard getting the call that time. I'd like to see the fullback maybe soften up this center a little bit more here.
Tester will check out. Jackson LeMay in at the left wing back. Second and goal from the five. Von Hayden under center. Von Hayden and Jackson LeMay tripped as this play got going.
That was kind of a weird look for Chi-High. It was almost a no-back set. Had the fullback, it was a double wing, but you had the fullback moved over almost over the right side tight end, so it was really kind of an empty back look. Brought the running back over. I don't know if he was used to doing that motion.
And so LeMay was tripped up. The knee went down behind the line of scrimmage, and so now Chi-High a third and goal from the 8-yard line. LeMay left wing back, Howard right wing back, Romeisel the fullback. Mason Von Hayden will roll out to his right, got a man wide open, got him at the 5-yard line, and a fantastic tackle down to about the 3. Great pitch and catch, but great work in open space by the River Falls defender.
And that's number 40, is that 49 again? Or 49 again with another catch.
And so that's Bromeisel, and so the Cards on a 4th and goal from the 4-yard line, tie game 14 apiece. Mason Tester will jog back in there. And Dawson Goodman will sprint out. Cards, 4th and goal from the 4. Von Hayden under center, double wing, double tight. The crisscross, that's Howard, and Howard is tripped up and taken down at the line of scrimmage. A great play in the open field by River Falls, and the Wildcats fight off the momentum surge by Chi-High, and we remain tied at 14.
Well, the Cardinals trying to take advantage of the momentum there. I don't have any problem with the call. You, I think, had asked what would happen if we got to fourth down. And would we see Subi in a situation like where we were down by 7? But, you know, here we didn't see Subi Mason here in a tie ball game with a 4th and 4. So that just tells you got some confidence in your offense right now, at least the way they were running.
And, again, just a little mishap there on 2nd down. Cards offense was rolling, but a little bit of a trip in the backfield. Now the defense, though, still has River Falls backed up. Give off the left side, and that's Cohell, and Cohell finds a gap across the 10 and quickly up to the 12-yard line for a gain of 8 on 1st down, and River Falls punching back a bit. Cohell on the carry, 14 all. Cards had a chance to take their first lead of the night.
Cardinals have some confidence in their defense this half and their ability to do it, so let's see if they could do it. Well, you called for Jackson Google to be number one, one-on-one on number 3 here, and he is all by
Cards
himself.
Show blitz
here.
Right side. That's Cohell. Cohell stormed down right at the line of scrimmage. Didn't get much.
Will Tanzer again doing a great job of the defensive end position.
You know, a big reason the Cardinals can do that is because they're able to have confidence on Jackson Google out there on an island one-on-one against their best player.
7:26 and counting, no gain on the play. Again, we've said this so many times, but a huge 3rd down because your punter's standing about his own goal line if you do not get this, if you're River Falls. Karras split out wide. To the right against Jackson Google. And Jacob Range under center brings his other receiver in tight. Chihai showing pressure right up the middle. Flip to Kohel. Kohel left side runs into a wall. He's fighting for the first down. He's taken down out of bounds. It's close, far side of the field. Kohel fought hard for that one.
Short. He's at the nope, they're giving it to him.
Wow.
It looked like they're marking it at the 14, which is exactly what they needed for a first down.
Kohel.
Great second effort.
Again, he was stood up and fought for that, and we've complimented the physicality of this senior running back. That's an important first down.
This is going to be a very tough drive if they are able to march it down the field. So far, runs of 7, 0, and 3.
Karras wide to the right, single coverage against Jackson Google. Flip left side, that's Kohel. Kohel finds a crease outside the numbers right side. He's slowed down and driven back at the 22, and flags fly.
That could be anything in that pile. Could be a face mask, could be a hold.
We'll wait for the indication here.
I think we are seeing a face mask.
But again, this drive began at the 4 after Chihai turned back on a goal to go. It is a face mask, 5 yards against Chihai. 6:29 to play in the fourth quarter, tied at 14. Johnson, roll-off service red zone, 3 trips into the red zone for Chihai. We'll give yourself a cost of living increase. Berry Global has opened up night shift production operator positions. We're telling you about this one more time here tonight. A 2-2-3 schedule, amazing benefits, and entry-level wages starting at $23.60 per hour. Find the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers. So now 1st and 10 for River Falls from their own 26. About at the halfway point of the fourth quarter. Jacob Range calls his own number off the left side, and he stumbles forward to the 30. Gain of 4.
We just made a substitution in that last play, taking out a safety and bringing another linebacker, anticipating that River Falls is going to be committed to the run.
That's kind of been their MO for the most part this season. Different personnel tonight, but still, it's part of the identity of your team, winning the battle of the line of scrimmage.
I think they also know how damaging an interception would be for them right here.
Rushing back to the line on 2nd and 7 from their own 29. Man in motion, left to right. That's Wyatt Bell. Now he'll set in the tight slot to the right. Jacob Range, the junior under center, with a single tailback. Range turns, rolls out to his left. Excuse me, there's a give actually off the right side. Range carrying out a good fake. Chihai not fooled like I was. And Kohel is up to the 31, third down.
You know, I don't think that 5-yard penalty was actually a bad thing for Chihai. It came after a first down play, netted 7 yards, and they would have been looking at a 2nd and 3, but instead, just go ahead and give them the first down.
Under 5 minutes to play here. Now we start saying, in regulation, 14 apiece, 3rd and 5, River Falls from their own 31. Twin receivers to the right. Back in the shotgun with Wyatt Bell in motion right to left. Give to Wyatt Bell. He slipped. He's taken down right at the line of scrimmage. And it's punting time for River Falls with 4:35 and counting in a tie game. And the Cardinal offense will get back out on the field pretty quickly.
You know,
the defense holds.
That's the second time I have to say this. I question that call by the coach for River Falls. I can't question his season. He's having a great season, so he's obviously getting the job done. But that just didn't look like it was a play designed to get them in a position to get the first down, or at least it gave Chihai a pretty good chance to stop him.
And Chihai has done such a great job in the second half of their front 7 stopping the run.
Dawson Goodman to receive this punt, standing at his own 34-yard line. Low snap, high kick, seems to be a little short. Goodman will run up on it, and he's taken. No, he slips out of 1 tackle. Now a white wave hits him at the 38-yard line. Good coverage by the Gunners there for River Falls, as maybe Chihai was going more for the block.
Dawson only got an extra 2 yards out of it, but I'll tell you what, anybody but Dawson Goodman, that would have been a horrible play to not fair catch that, because the guy was right on him and just about to tag him, but Dawson took the hit and was able to spin out. But
he's up to the 37, so 3:51 on the clock. Chihai 14, River Falls 14. Late going here, fourth quarter. Both teams have their timeouts. Cards will start on the near hash.
Twin tight ends, two wing backs, and a fullback. Mason Von Hayden gives to the fullback, Bromeisel. Bromeisel upended at the 40-yard line. Flags fly from behind, and a hold against Chai High, and that is going to send this drive the wrong direction to start.
Well, that's tough for either of these offenses because, you know, at this point, they're both going to be relying on the run or possibly a quick guaranteed pass, but they're certainly not going to have a whole lot of plays that can rip off 9, 10 yards.
So a hold called against Chai High on first down. 3:46 is on the clock, but starting way behind the sticks.
And that negates not only a good play, but a punishing play by the fullback.
Lock will now wind. Cards huddling back at their 20-yard line. They're going to bring in Jackson LeMay and sub out Mason Tester. First and 19, so the penalty, loss of 9 yards. At the point of the hold, LeMay is in at the left wing back position. He'll motion right to left. They're going to give it to LeMay. LeMay darts across the 30-yard line and carries a few tacklers with him up to the 35, gain of 6. So first and 19 becomes second and 13. Cards need to get chunks each play here. First down marker is at the 47-yard line, their side of the 50 for Chai High. Second and 13 from the 35. Tester back in there. And the double wing formation for the Cards in a tie game, 14 apiece. Mason Von Hayden back to pass. He's got a man wide open. He's got it. Tester.
Wow.
Was wide open, and Von Hayden just couldn't quite get it to him. What a perfectly executed play other than the catch and the pass at the end. But, wow.
Oh, goodness. Nobody goodness. Expected no one, that.
No one within 5 yards of Mason Tester.
If he lays that one on him, and you know, it's funny. You look at what Von Hayden did on the first touchdown pass, and it just absolute dart. That one right there is, you know, a gimme waiting to happen, and just a little bit long, but he was gone.
I think I kind of blew the description of what was happening because I was ready to call a 65-yard touchdown as Mason Tester was wide open. Third and 13, Chai High trips to the left. Von Hayden rolling out to his left. Gets a good block. Now Von Hayden's going to have to tuck it and keep it. At the 40-yard line, he is spun out of bounds with 2:30 to play.
Well, they're saying wind the clock, which is a good thing for Chai High because we can sit on this one for a little bit longer. But, you know, at least I like the call. We're at least trying to get a first down on third down and little over 80, ran it for about 2, I think.
Now whistles blowing and a timeout taken by River Falls. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
When you're cheering on the Chai High Cardinals, the best tailgate parties deserve the best beef. And at Hy-Vee, we know a thing or two about beef. That's why only 6 out of 100 cattle are good enough to bear the Hy-Vee brand. That's only 6 out of 100. You won't find quality like that anywhere else, so enjoy your hand-selected beef on the grill this week from Hy-Vee, a proud sponsor of Chai High Football.
If you're used to big box store pharmacies, your local medicine shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee probably feels a bit different. We don't just herd you through the line.
57, page 857.
We get to know you by name.
Hi, Sarah.
And always take the time to answer your questions. Plus, we offer free, same-day local delivery. So think outside the big box. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
2:19 to play. Thomas Clary takes the snap. Long left-footed boot that's going to take a bounce at the 30-yard line and a nice Chai High hop. It'll roll inside the 15. Still rolling all the way down. Right on the numbers at the 10-yard line where it's down with 2:07 to play. A brilliant boot there from the senior Thomas Clary.
It's almost a 50-yard punt from the line of scrimmage. It's a 50-yard change in field position.
Chai High most likely playing for overtime now too, barring something unexpected. But still, I mean still though, Coach Rakovich has some timeouts to play with here. And we'll see how daring River Falls is. They've been in one overtime game so far this season, which they won against New Richmond.
It'll be interesting to see what they do here because they haven't played very aggressively like a team that wants to win. They've been willing to just sit back and run the ball. We'll see what they do here.
They've got some game-breaking speed at receiver, though, and that's Karras in motion left to right from the 11-yard line. The give to Karras. Karras strung out, hit by an ankle, taken down at the 11-yard line, and Allen... Again, discipline on defense going to be very important here at the end.
It was interesting listening to the coaches talk about the adjustments they wanted to make on defense to take away those outside runs, and they've really done a nice job.
Clock still running. Gain of just one for Karras. Second and nine from their own 12 for River Falls. Ball on the far hash. We keep updating you on where Karras is. He's split out wide to the right. Single coverage with Jackson Google. Jacob Raines, the quarterback, under center. Will turn, give on a jet sweep look. Chase from behind, turning the corner at the 10, the 15. Hit taken down, inbounds. Timeout by Chai High.
That's an aggressive play right there.
And that was Wyatt Bell. He's got up to the 17, maybe the 18.
You've got a third and a little bit over two, and Chai High calling a timeout, wanting to force them into a fourth down situation. Little bit risky, but probably not too risky considering the fact that you don't have confidence that their quarterback can air this ball out consistently.
1:19 to go. We'll keep it here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check in the booth, Alan Dunham on the sideline in a 14 all game. Chris Perry running the CFHS Media live stream on YouTube, Cardinal TV. Make sure you subscribe there. Zach Wycheck back at the Wogo home base in Halley. And Alan Dunham, third and three. You've still got a timeout to play with if you're Chai High. You want to get the ball back here. You don't want River Falls, of course, to get any momentum getting this first down. And they do have some game-breaking speed, but Chai High is saying right now it's worth the risk to try to give the ball to their offense one more time in regulation.
You know, this is an interesting thing with the positioning here. Not only do you have the timeout, which I think is a great aggressive play considering where River Falls, what they've been doing, because I think they're just going to sit on it. Now defensively, how much do you stack the run and take the chance on a long pass? This is a very fun game.
River Falls third and three from their own 19. Wyatt Bell in motion left to right. Quarterback going to call his own number. He's walloped hard on the 22.
That might be a face mask.
He was spun around. 15-yard face mask. Oh, goodness. That was close to the first down, but not only will it be a...
I would be amazed if this was a hold, but I think he was whipped around. And I don't know what the ref is asking about. Maybe if he's not 100% sure that that's what he saw.
The officials will confer. And they're going to pick up the flag.
Now we got a
measurement
situation.
So now where's the spot? It's just outside the 21-yard line.
There's a first down.
It is a first down.
Okay. So, again, let's see. You called the timeout in part because I didn't think that they were going to be that aggressive. And sure enough, look at them. They're kind of walking to the line, winding the clock. So it was a great play calling the timeout if they're not going to be aggressive and go for it anyway.
River Falls, again, you seem to think that they're playing for overtime here, but we keep mentioning Karras, Wyatt Bell out there, one play. You lull the defense into a little bit of a false sense of security. One play could make all the difference. 47 seconds right now. First and 10 from the 22. Flip left side. That's Cohel. Cohel strung out on the left side. He's taken down just past the line of scrimmage with 36 seconds to play.
I just don't understand this out of River Falls. Absolute. Especially when you got a quarterback, you're going to have to build up his confidence. You're 6-0. You're going to need him in the playoffs to be confident. And this just tells me that they're not confident.
15 seconds remaining, and River Falls in no hurry to get back to the line. The clock will wind all the way down, and friends, we are headed to bonus football on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. After regulation, your score, Chai High 14, River Falls 14. We're back in 60 seconds for overtime on WOGO Sports.
Walk in for an interview, walk out with a job. The Fleet Farm Distribution Center in Chippewa Falls is hosting walk-in interviews every Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 with job offers,
right on the spot. Work full-time or find a flexible part-time position. You'll also love the benefits, including competitive pay, matching 401k, and a 20% discount at all Fleet Farm stores. Walk into the Chippewa Falls, D.C., weekdays from 10 to 3, or apply now at careers.fleetfarm.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
It's overtime time here in Chippewa Falls. The captains meeting for the second time tonight at midfield. And Alan Dunham, what's the energy level on the sideline right now for Chi High as they score 14 unanswered in the second half? Felt like maybe they had a chance to get the game-winning score.
Yeah, certainly. It feels a little bit like last week, a team of two halves. Lots more energy, more aggressive, playing more as a team in the second half. And yeah, you do think back, they're inside the 5-yard line, chose to go for it, what, fourth and goal from the 4 instead of the field goal.
I think that's at the time too. I mean, that seems like a great call to make. Your offense is rolling. You know, River Falls does have some weapons. Your defense was out on the field a lot in the first half, and you think, go for 6 rather than 3.
But I'll tell you a couple of things here. You got number one, I like Chi High's chances in overtime, in part because of Subi Mason and the way they do overtime here. You know, we've got a good field goal kicker that I think gives us an advantage here. The other thing that I just don't understand, I got over 45 years of football experience, and I'm telling you, in my experience, the team who is not aggressive and plays to win loses almost every time. And River Falls, when they got that first down, in my mind, there's just no excuse for them. 39 seconds left, 3 timeouts, not to try something. And they just played for overtime. I don't agree with that.
They played for overtime, and Chi High wins the toss. And so the Cards will defend to start this overtime period.
Dave, I'm with you. It's hard to understand the change in aggressive level of River Falls. That first drive, they just were marching down the field. And then since the interception, they've really been a lot more passive.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly. You get the quarterback has one interception, and then it's like a complete switch is flipped, and that coach has got a long season to have confidence in this guy.
So the ball will be placed at the 25-yard line, heading toward the south end zone, the River Falls Wildcats. It's been a while since they've been this deep in Chi High territory because of the way the defense has played in the second half. Again, 14 unanswered for Chi High, but it can all change here if you're River Falls, if you punch one in. Then rest on your defense. Single receivers left and right. Cohel deep in the backfield as the single setback. Harrison motion right to left. The give to Cohel. Cohel hit.
He's fumbled it. He fumbled it.
The ball is loose. And Chi High has it.
That's it. All right. All right, let's go. Get our offense out there. Let's get the job done.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know who got that first. Wesley Cancer, Davis Bromeisel. There was a flock of Cardinals pouncing on that football.
All right, now we go. Get your offense out there. Now we calm down.
Oh, my goodness.
Even.
And a timeout taken by Chi High.
Just unexpected. You got your timeouts. Use them. Make sure your offense is out there. Doesn't get a penalty for any, you know, not being ready to be out there on time.
And if you're Coach Rakovich, again, you want to keep the momentum but settle them down and say, we need a score. A score wins the game and knocks off.
You probably got Goodman out there. I would assume the ball's at the 25-yard line. I mean, it's already in Subi's range, but not the range that you would want to have him kick it from here.
Just a heck of adjustment by the Chi High defensive coordinator, Chad Berger. Put in an extra linebacker, Only three defensive backs daring River Falls to throw the ball the whole second half, and that has really paid off.
Here it is in overtime. A score wins it for Chi High. They'll start out at the 25, of course. Two wing backs, one fullback, two tight ends. Howard in motion right to left. Give to Dawson Goodman. Goodman finds a crease, turns at the 20-yard line. He's taken down by an ankle, spun down inside the 20, down to the 17. That student section is jacked, and it looked for a moment like Dawson Goodman wanted to win the game on the first play.
And it, you know, this team could win or lose on the back of Dawson Goodman. I would be, oh, they're taking him out. Just as I say that, I would love to have them put it on that man's shoulders.
Mason Tester comes back in at the left wing back. Howard, the right wing back. Romeisel, an offset H-back. Second and three from the 18-yard line after the gain of seven. Mason Howard off the left side. Howard dances by one defender, and he is cut down about a yard shy of the stick. And hopefully you just punch this one for first down, and then you don't have to make the decision of whether to go for it on fourth or kick the field goal.
Yep, you're exactly right there.
We got third down and one
yard to go, the longest yard.
You expect this to be a fullback dive or a counter, and Subi's over here getting his leg warmed up.
Whenever you need it, you expect that the old crisscross, so you're right about that counter.
Double wing, double tight, third and one in overtime from the 16-yard line. Mason Howard left side. Howard is taken down in the backfield.
Okay, so that's a loss of maybe a half a yard. Maybe looks like a full yard and a half. Now I think, what do
you do?
He's bringing him out there.
Subi Mason will come out.
This is almost fate. Like I said, if he makes this, and knock on wood, we said we had confidence in Subi. We had confidence in the team that was willing to go for it. This team deserves to win.
34-yard field goal for senior Subi Mason. Asubalu Mason, a chance to win the game for Chi High, and they're going to ice him. River Falls will take a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports. It's overtime. Don't go anywhere.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Overtime. Chi High forced a fumble on the first possession of overtime for River Falls. The Cards, three plays, 8 yards, and so they are down to the 17, and it's on the left foot of senior Asubalu Mason, a 34-yard attempt to try to knock off the conference-leading unbeaten River Falls Wildcats, who are going to come at this one hard. They had some trouble with the snap the last time. Dawson Goodman will be the holder. Good snap, good hold. Subi's kick is blocked.
Wait, Chi High still has the ball. And Chi High still has
Dawson
the ball.
Goodman has it.
Dawson Goodman has it.
Dawson Goodman. Dawson Goodman.
Dawson Goodman. Dawson Goodman. Wins it. Oh, Dawson wins it. Oh, my goodness.
My.
Dawson Goodman. He put it in chaos.
It's over. The refs are leaving. Front. They're being talked to by River Falls. They're off the field. Back it's done.
Shut it down. Let's go home. Wow. The blocked field goal. River Falls seems to have the ball. Dawson Goodman
it does it not.
And runs it 40 yards for the touchdown.
It does not matter how Dawson Goodman gets it done. He gets it done.
Oh, my goodness. River Falls goes down. Their unbeaten season comes to an end. Chi High 20, River Falls 14. What did we just see?
So amazing. Our crowd has their hands on their head. They can't believe what has happened. A blocked field goal. But I'm telling you what, it's now still been over 45 years, and the team that doesn't go for it when they have the chance loses.
Oh, my goodness, Alan, I don't even know what just happened, but Chi High won the game.
Well, I think Dave was prophetic to say that he wanted this game to be on Dawson Goodman's shoulders, and sure enough, it was.
I should have learned from the Kimberly game that when Dawson Goodman is on the field, you never, ever say, when any Goodman is on the field, you never say a play is over until the whistle blows.
And I want to see the entire replay of that, because that wasn't just Dawson Goodman. There was an offensive lineman that grabbed that ball, knew he could not run the 30 yards, and handed that to Dawson Goodman. Did you see who the offensive lineman was that got that?
No, I didn't. My guess was Jay Sweefahoffer, but I didn't get a good look at it.
Wow, what a play.
When you talk with Coach Rakovich, see if he knows what in the world just happened.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun interview. Stay tuned, folks. This game may be over, but this is going to be a fun interview.
The post-class post-game show is coming up in 3.5 minutes here at WOGO Sports. Your final in overtime. Your Chippewa Falls Cardinals 20, the River Falls Wildcats 14. We're back in 3.5 minutes on WOGO Sports.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Does it seem like some teams are at state every year? When a sports program has a successful culture, the wins keep on coming. For nearly 70 years, the extraordinary team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine has delivered exceptional care to patients throughout the Chippewa Valley. From sports to spine, head to toe, the team has you covered. Go with the best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and a new center coming soon to Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. A high school sports career goes by way too fast. So how do you make all those memories last for a lifetime? You could get the standard sports photos.
Now hold the ball on your hip and smile.
Or you could call Orange Impression for a hype video that your team will never forget. Orange Impression captures real game highlights with professional video, editing, and music that will make your athlete feel like a pro. Not convinced? Check out their high school football hype reels at orangehype.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
The post-class, post-game show, we wanted to bring this back right away. We'll talk with head coach Chuck Rakovich in a bit, but want to see if we can get Coach Rako down with the boys as they pull off a stunner, a wonder. Our mouths are still agape as in overtime on the blocked kick, picked up by the holder, Dawson Goodman. The Cards spoil the 6-0 season of River Falls, and now it's 3 in a row in the BRC for the Cards. Let's hear.
That was Thomas Clary who picked up the ball after it got blocked and pitched it back to Dawson Goodman.
What in the world?
I mean, he knew who to get it to. I mean, if you're going to have a guy to give it to, that would be the one.
Should I try to get Coach here for the interview?
Let's do it. Chi High 20, River Falls 14 in overtime. A jubilant Mighty Cardinals squad. What an incredible student section they are, jacked as they have been. Chi High, last week, they didn't quite equal what they did last week. Chi High just scored 20 unanswered points instead of 21. Coach Rakovich down on the field here in just a moment with Alan Dunham. This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com.
We got Danny Goodman right here coming up into the window. We are all in danger here. We got some excitement.
Oh, my goodness. And you alluded to this before the game, Dave, as we'll chat with Coach Rakovich in a moment. But with this win, Chi High, yeah, you need a little help. But Chi High is back in the conference title race.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because as I looked at the matchups, you thought, okay, if River Falls only has North left, it's over. But they don't. You know, these teams all have someone to play. It's going to take a big upset. Or actually, you know, Superior is the one struggling this year. But these teams all have some teams that could do some damage. I mean, even North that beat Menominee is not a given this year. So River Falls, I don't remember who they have to play, but I think they have one game left that is either Eau Claire Memorial or something like that. Not a guarantee for them. And then you've got the other team that has one loss, I think, is Hudson. Certainly Hudson's happy about what happened tonight, but, you know, they've also got a team that they have to play. So, it's theoretically possible.
Just an incredible game for Chi High, and I don't know what it is about this team. You feel like they're sleepwalking a little bit through quarters one, sometimes even quarters one and two, but in the second half, when they wake up, look out, Big Rivers Conference, because this is a Chi High team that's proven once again they can play with anybody.
Yeah. You are right about that first to second half difference, and we're going to go over them. We get to the stats. Just an exact turnaround for both teams. They were the one that dominated in the second half. They were the ones that picked up the turnovers, actually, if you want to count the overtime turnovers.
All right, boss. Let's go
down. Hey, I'm down here with Coach Rakovich and just want to ask him a few questions. I mean, I know last week you called them mystery team, and the same thing as last time. The first half you came out, I mean, I don't want to say you came out flat, but River Falls kind of took it to us, and then the second half, big turnaround. What do you attest to that?
I don't know. Same answer I'm going to give you last week. I don't know. I'll take the blame. Maybe we try to be too fancy to start the game with, and you know, maybe we just got to look at our history, our past, and who we are, and what we do, and run the double wing, I guess.
Always impressed with the adjustments you guys make during the game, stopping the runs that they had. I mean, Coach Berger made some great adjustments there. Offense seemed like you did go back to your bread and butter, but the offensive line playing so well.
They did. They played very well. You know, think about this. Take away the two fumbles we had in the first half, and maybe we're not in overtime.
Yeah, that's
maybe
right.
Maybe the dumb call Coach Rako made on the goal line, maybe we should have kicked the field goal right away down there, and it would have been an overtime. So
you take away this exciting overtime. I mean, real heads-up play. I think Thomas Clary picks up the ball, flips it to Dawson Goodman. What were you thinking as that play was unfolding?
To be honest with you, all I saw was Dawson running. I didn't see. I was already thinking about what we're going to do in offense in next series.
Okay. Yeah, any play specifically during the game that felt like was the tipping point for you guys?
No, I don't think so. I can't pull one out of my hat right now. Guys in the locker room at halftime said, enough is enough. Let's get back to playing our game. And, you know, we made zero adjustments at halftime. Nothing. the coaches sat in there and said, let's just run our game plan. And that's what we did the second half. Now why it didn't work the first half? Coach, you can figure
it out. Well, you can see you guys coaching up really well. That's a really fine team. This is the best team in the conference so far, and you guys took it to them. You got the victory. Congratulations.
Thank you all. I really appreciate it coming from you, buddy.
Okay. Take care. Yeah. Enjoy the win.
That's head coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Post Glass postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. After the break, it'll be time for the Names You Know Stats Recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. 3 minutes and we're back. We'll get you some highlights. Those may take a little bit to put together here, but we'll get those stats and highlights for you as the Post Glass postgame show continues. Chi High in overtime, 20-14. River Falls no longer unbeaten. The Cards now 5-2 on the year and 3 in a row in the BRC. Back in 3 on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass.
Zed! One!
Affordable auto glass repair and replacement.
Two!
Custom cut glass and mirrors.
Three!
Quick replacement of fogged or broken windows.
Four!
Free mobile service.
Five!
Window screen repair or replacement.
Six!
Endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door.
Touchdown!
Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts, and proud to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalchecking account. Insured by NCUA.
Mason Companies, a family-owned, community-focused e-commerce retailer, has been operating in Wisconsin for over 117 years. So don't wait. Join our team today. We are hiring for our distribution center and customer care center. Full and part-time positions available. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Apply now at masoncompaniesinc.com/careers. That's masoncompaniesinc.com/careers.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror. Your final in overtime, Chi High 20, River Falls 14. The first loss of the season for the Wildcats, 6-1 now on the year. This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Time for the Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Dave, check.
Normally, I would just give you the end-of-game stats, but the difference in the halftime is just absolutely striking. So I'll give it to you like this. River Falls in the first half rushed the ball 20 for 144 yards and two touchdowns, over a 7-yard average. In the second half, 13 carries for 33 yards and no touchdowns. Passing, 1 for 2 in the second half for 7 yards and an interception after going 5 for 5 for 35 yards in the first half. That's River Falls, you know, and Chi High, exactly. Turned it around as well. I already gave you the first half stats. Essentially, just the overall rushing is the important one, 16 for 46. Chi High winds up on the night after a second half as a team going 24 for 161 and having a quarterback that goes 2 for 3 for 21 yards and a touchdown. Sorry, we also had two touchdowns rushing, as it turns out, too. I didn't even know how to call that last play. I think I wound up having to give Goodman, I think, a 17-yard touchdown is what it was, because the line of scrimmage was the 17-yard line. So overall, individual players, we wind up Von Hayden winds up 7 for 10 for 54 yards, one touchdown, zero interceptions. Great night for him. Solid when you got the kind of running that we do. 11 carries for 44 yards for Howard, 5 carries for 16 yards for Tester, 7 carries for 17 yards for Von Hayden, 1 carry for 3 yards for Drevis, 3 for 15 for Bromeisel, 3 for 12, and a touchdown for LeMay. And then, of course, saving the best for last, as it turns out. 11 carries for 92 yards, none bigger than that last one for the touchdown, Goodman. Receiving, Howard leading the team with 4 receptions for 37 yards. LeMay had 1 for 14. Frederick had 1 for 11. And Bromeisel carries in 2 for 12 on the night. What a difference a half makes.
I'm watching over and over and over again via Mike Thompson on Twitter video of that final score. And I don't think there's any doubt, and again, we're coming from the Chi High perspective, but I do not think there's any doubt that Thomas Clary was able to shovel it, flip it, say, here you go, to Dawson Goodman before his knee went down. And Dawson, Johnny on the spot, as always, just sprints for the touchdown, and it ended up being 35 yards or so on the ground. We'll hear it in our highlights coming up in just a moment. But it's just one of the most unbelievable things you could ever imagine. And you talk about the lack of aggressiveness from River Falls, and then Chi High down 14-0 at the half, and just an indomitable spirit, even into overtime, getting a fumble right away, which evened out the turnover battle at 2 apiece, and then looking like you might march it right in. You get stopped, decide to go for the field goal. Subi definitely has that leg. Adversity meets you once again with the block. River Falls was throwing everything they had at it, and somehow, I think maybe I said in the call, if you can understand me, a phoenix rising from the ashes, Dawson Goodman for the touchdown.
Well, we mentioned a couple of things. I mean, sometimes things happen for a reason, whether you call it fate or whatever you want to call it. They don't go for it, and they wind up paying for it. You got to be aggressive. We say we're confident in overtime because we got Subi Mason. If we're not confident in our field goal kicker, we don't kick that field goal from 34 yards out. We probably go for it on fourth down and have to come up with a completely different play. And, of course, we say we want to put it on Dawson Goodman's back. Why wouldn't you? And what happens? He finds a way to get it on his back. It's not even his play. He's the holder.
Players make plays. We'll step out for 60 seconds and finish up the post-class post-game show with those highlights, including the game winner in OT. Chi High by 6 knocks off the previously 6-0 River Falls Wildcats. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible.
I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
The Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Let's hear the second half highlights. Even I don't know what I said at the end of that game, but we'll find out in a couple minutes here on WOGO. Back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Third and two, Chi High. Double wing, double tight. And in motion left to right, give to Goodman again. Goodman off the left side, and Goodman is loose. 30, 25, 20, down the sideline. Goodman pushed out of bounds in the Johnson Roloff red zone. Three of the season, if I'm not mistaken.
He's got a catch and a carry on the night.
Second and six, Chi High, ball on the far hash from the 7-yard line. They can still get a first down without scoring. Under center, Mason Von Hayden. Give off the right side. That's Jackson LeMay. LeMay with some speed. He turns the corner. The 5 to the end zone. Dives to the pylon. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. LeMay from 7 yards out. And the Cards are a PAT away from being within one score.
It's exactly what they needed there on that opening drive to take that all the way. And it all comes back to that third down play. They finally got that completion.
The Cats facing a 3rd and 8 from their own 26. Twin receivers left. Single receiver right from the gun with a back to his right. Range back to pass, throws right side. He's intercepted, picked off at the 32-yard line.
Jackson Google.
Jackson Google, his 7th interception of the season.
I told you that's exactly what these Chi High Cardinals needed, and now they go. We got it in the same position they got the fumble. We can even this game up.
Goodman will sub out for Mason Tester again. Yeah, there were three white shirts in very quickly in the backfield. 2nd and 12 from the 17 for Chi High. Von Hayden under center. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden back to pass. He's going to go deep down the right sideline. Looking for Howard. Races up. Makes the catch. In the end zone.
Touchdown.
Chippewa Falls. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Was that a grab? Perfect throw, perfect catch. And the Cardinals with a chance to tie this one up, one kick away. Up front to get some pressure. We got the defensive backs back there that could do their job. We got to get some pressure on this quarterback.
I formation backfield. Jacob Range, the junior under center. Karras in motion, right to left. The give to Cohel. Cohel dances in the backfield. He's hit. He's stopped right at the line of scrimmage. It's 4th and long and punting time for River Falls in a tie game.
Interesting call by River Falls.
Tied at 14. Bell, high snap. He's going to get off a boot. Someone got a piece
that
of
tipped.
That one.
That
it's
looks like
blocked.
52 might have got that.
Thomas Cleary may have gotten a piece of it, like you said, and it's going to be fantastic starting field position for Chi High. Mason Howard will check out on this play. Double wing, double tight for the Cards. 3rd and 3. Dawson Goodman, Mason Tester out there along with Davis Bromeisel. Give to Dawson Goodman. Goodman spins out of one tackle, turns the corner. 50, 45, 40. It's a foot race. Goodman taken down from behind inside the 20-yard line once again in the Johnson Roloff red zone. Dawson Goodman rolling, as are the Cards. With 11:16 to play in the fourth.
Dawson Goodman is just a special athlete to watch. He can do it.
It can all change here if your River Falls, if you punch one in. Then rest on your defense. Single receivers left and right. Cohel deep in the backfield as the single setback. Karras in motion, right to left. We give to Cohel. Cohel hit.
He's fumbled it. He fumbled it.
The ball is loose. And Chi High has it.
That's it. All right. All right, let's go. Get our offense out there. Let's get the job done.
And now
this is how the game ended. We're just going to kind of let this play out for a minute and a half or so you can hear it as it went down. Plays 8 yards, and so they are down to the 17, and it's on the left foot of senior Asubulu Mason, a 34-yard attempt to try to knock off the conference-leading unbeaten River Falls Wildcats, who are going to come at this one hard. They had some trouble with the snap the last time. Dawson Goodman will be the holder. Good snap, good hold. Subi's kick is blocked.
Wait, Chihai still has the ball. And then Chihai still has
Dawson
the ball.
Goodman has it.
Dawson Goodman!
Dawson
Goodman!
Dawson Goodman!
Dawson Goodman!
Dawson Goodman! Dawson Goodman! Oh, my goodness! Dawson Goodman! Out of the chaos! The Phoenix!
Get the rising from the field!
Dawson Goodman! Knocked off River Falls! Chihai wins!
It's over. The refs are leaving. They're being talked to by River Falls. They're off the field. It's done.
Shut it down. Let's go home. Wow. The blocked field goal. River Falls seemed to have the ball. Dawson Goodman took it away and runs it 40 yards for the touchdown.
It does not matter how Dawson Goodman gets it done. He gets it done.
Oh, my goodness. River Falls goes down. Their unbeaten season comes to an end. Chihai 20. River Falls 14, what did we just see?
So amazing. Our crowd has their hands on their head. They can't believe what has happened. A blocked field goal. But I'm telling you what, it's now still been over 45 years, and the team that doesn't go for it when they have the chance loses.
And that's what happened here tonight in overtime. Chihai 20, River Falls 14, WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. That finishes up the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Any final thoughts, Dave Check, on one of the most amazing Chippewa Falls football games I've seen in my 11, 12 years here covering the Cards?
Fun to watch, glad to be part of, and a lot of it was just made by the team and the players that you expect things to happen for. So, you know, it's a good way to get into the playoffs. I think the Cardinals are guaranteed with that win to be in the playoffs because they beat a team that's going to have four or five conference wins. So, again, what a way to get in. Now we know that they're going to be in. And this is a team that can do some damage when they're in there, too. So let's see them finish up. They got some games against Superior, Memorial, some teams that they need to lock it down for. But this is one that, you know, you would have thought, what was a game that turned out the way it did because Chihai turned things around in the second half. And I think let's give Coach Goodman or Coach Berger credit.
Yeah.
I mean, what they say, they didn't make any adjustments, but it sure as heck looks like from up here they made some adjustments.
I mean, when you looked at the way River Falls, again, sans their star running back, march down the field in 2 minutes and 11 seconds to start the game, it looked like this could be an absolute dominant performance from the 6-0 Wildcats. And instead, it took a turnover at their own 40-yard line from Chihai to give River Falls a 14-0 lead, and they did not score again or really even sniff the red zone after that. The closest they got to the red zone was in overtime.
Well, and that's exactly why I say give credit to Coach Berger for the adjustments that he made. I think knowing that their number one running back is out, you have a certain game plan, and you can kind of, you know, take advantage of maybe putting a little bit more pressure on the quarterback, putting a little, you know, making the game go to him. But then when we found out that, you know, they've got some other players that can step in, and particularly number three, I think we kind of switched things around a little bit. You talked about, you know, pulling a safety out, putting a linebacker in there, knowing what they were going to do. I think we saw a lot of adjustments, and I think they were pretty good.
What an incredible game for Coach Rakovich and the Cards, who've now won three in a row after two tough losses to Hudson and Menominee to start the Big Rivers Conference schedule. The Cards now three wins in a row. They are 5-2, looking for that fourth conference victory next week as they will travel to Carson Park to take on Eau Claire Memorial. We'll have it for you right here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Thank you to Chris Perry, keeping things running smoothly as always on the CFHS Media live stream on YouTube. Check out this and other archives of Cardinal video broadcasts of all sorts of different sports. Zach Wycheck at the WOGO home base in Hallie, and Alan Dunham roaming the sidelines, giving great insight down there. And Dave Check, good to have you back here. And, man, what a great game to come back for.
Yeah, like I said, this is one I'm happy I didn't miss. This is incredible.
Well, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, as always. We are so deeply indebted to the local business sponsors making these broadcasts possible. For Alan Dunham and Dave Check, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from beautiful DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. What a Friday night underneath the lights. Your final in OT, Chi High 20, River Falls 14. This has been Chippewa Falls Cardinals football, a presentation of WOGO Sports.
WOGO's coverage of Chi High Cardinals football has been brought to you by Ashley Construction, Post Glass and Mirror, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Culver's of Lake Alley, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, the Fleet Farm Distribution Center of Chippewa Falls, Heath Loken and Associates, Professional Land Surveying, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Johnson Roloff Service, Northwestern Bank, by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Mason Companies, Stelter Incorporated, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Weirs Gallup Plumbing, Heating and Air of the Chippewa Valley, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Football on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.